Hey, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
/awards. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our weekly overview of the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJV partners, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, to go through the charts for this past week, the week of October 19th to the 23rd, work done by Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry, and each week the staff studies the radio stations that are into this format, talk to hosts, listen to discussions, and that's how they come up with a list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people being discussed. I think last week we started at number 1. Sometimes I pick and choose. Sometimes we start at number 10. I suppose maybe we could spend there is so much conversation about the presidential race, and because this is a review of the hot hits in talk radio, maybe we ought to start there. What are the takeaways, ladies, Jennifer and Victoria, the takeaways from the final Trump-Biden debate?
From the final debate, I think that there was a clear winner this time. From my perspective, President Trump, by and large, won this debate. He maintained his cool, his calm, his composure. He was more disciplined than he was in debate number one. And he did something masterfully, and that is he was able to talk about his own achievements while still landing a few punches on the Obama-Biden administration and certainly what Biden has said it will be his platform moving forward if he wins. The question is it too little too late? Have people already made up their minds?
How many people have voted
really
already?
As 48 we go into million, the weekend, 7 million, yeah. 40,
how many?
I mean, almost 48 million, I guess, now. Yeah, the number is going up and up because...
So that's one-third of all the people who are eligible to vote in this country have voted
two-thirds
already.
Two-thirds will still have... Exactly. Two-thirds of the people still have to make up their mind and decide if they're going to vote at all. And really what this does, I think,
Deciding to vote at all? What do you mean two-thirds
there
of the people?
There are a lot of people who will either vote on Election Day or who will not show up. And so my point here is that this debate is probably less about changing people's minds because, let's be honest, most people have their minds made up at this point. But I think what it does is it drives enthusiasm. So for those people who said, well, maybe I might go vote for Trump or maybe I might go vote for Biden, a debate like this happening a week and a half before Election Day is one of those things that can drive people to the polls, saying, I need to get out there. And Donald Trump did something that he had to do, and that was shine the light on a story that the mainstream news media has totally ignored in terms of Biden's connections to China, Ukraine, how he's enriched himself, allegedly, at least that's the accusation. And the media has not been able to cover that story. And so I think the president had to do that while he had the eyes of the nation. And I think he did it without getting angry, kind of tweaked and in that tone where people just don't listen to him because he just sounds like he's got an action
virus. I turn him out.
I think he was able not to do that, actually, during this last debate.
All right, Victoria, what's your take?
Well, I mean, to be fair, Jen, you thought that he won the first debate, too, which only 15% of Republicans even thought that he won that. But, you know, there are multiple polls. This from all accounts, yes, this was a much better performance, a much more civil debate. There are multiple polls show that Biden clearly won the debate. So it just depends on who you're, you know, what team you're on. And that's essentially where everybody is now. It's just, you know, you have your team and that's it.
So what's the point of having these? I mean, give it.
Well, I don't think it's going to move the needle at all. I think people are I've said this forever. I stand by it. Anyone who claims that they're undecided at this point is just too embarrassed to say who they're voting for, whether they're voting for Trump or Biden. That's it. No one is undecided in this.
It seems to me that the important part of this, frankly, as we get closer to the election, is the foreign tampering. The Chinese, the Russians.
The Russians have been busted numerous times in the last few weeks of hacking into local elections. They have voter data. They are responsible. The Russians are responsible. I know Trump always wants to put all the focus on China, but the Russians are the ones who are hacking into our election system.
I don't think that's what Trump did this week, because his administration came out and held a press conference on Wednesday evening alerting people to the fact that both Russia and Iran, not even China, but he's been very supportive of Putin anyway.
People in the tech world have known for a while, and I think that he has been reluctant to actually come out and say, all right, yeah, it's Russia that's doing it.
He has not been. I think that is such a lie. It's a lie that has been told to you, Dougie, and I know that you're smarter
than
that.
I'm looking at a picture of the two of them right now, Jennifer.
Right. There are pictures of a lot of world leaders who have been shaking hands. I mean, don't forget, it was Obama who said, I'll help you after the election, after he was caught on a hot mic. But if you look at the actions, the output of the administration, this administration has been tougher on Russia than any administration in the last 40 years. And I would include, and that would actually include Reagan. The sanctions, all of that, since Reagan, this has been
then
the administration.
Why are they
the sanctions started under Obama because they were hacking into the last election.
Why are they involving themselves in our election? Why do the Russians... And
well, they don't want Biden to win. That's
because
for sure.
They benefit from the chaos that
but
is now being...
But the Chinese would like Biden to win, if you believe all the stuff that's coming from his opponents.
From your thing, you said, let's not make it about China. So I'm just telling you factually this week, there was a press conference that was about Iran, which actually put together a letter-writing campaign to people to threaten who they vote for.
That's true.
And Russia. So both of those things were brought up by the administration, who is apparently in bed with Russia, brought up to the public's attention so that they were told, if you get any of these threatening letters, go and vote anyway, send these letters to local law enforcement, so that they gave people a plan of action in case they were being victimized by this.
Number 9 on the countdown this week, to move around a little bit, is the focus on our relationship mostly with China, but Russia as well. I thought it was interesting that Edward Snowden, remember him? The intelligence contractor who revealed back in 2013, my God, it's been 7 years, the government was spying on you. He lived in exile in Russia, and this week was given a full and permanent residency there. So what kind of he still wants to come back to the U.S.
But Russia, when you look at all of these hacking groups, this is so within Snowden's wheelhouse.
Yep.
So you've got an American,
I've said that all along,
an expat
living in
pretty luxurious accommodations, by the way.
Yeah.
And living completely untouched. You know, goes about his business. What other American can do that? No one. So if he's not working for the Russian government against us, all this hacking that goes into all of the elections, we know that the data breaches have been, it's numerous data breaches now of voter registration information. There's no way. I mean, I smell a rat and it's Snowden. I'm not making this guy a hero.
I'm glad. I don't know if he's a hero or not, but I'm glad to have known the information that got leaked was important for Americans, whether they held on to it or not. But
so gray area when it comes to Snowden, because it's like part of it is, yes, whistleblowers play an important role, but the other thing that he's done is so damaging. I mean, you can't.
A lot of people got hurt with that. Yep. Right. All right, we'll move along because there is a lot of meat here. COVID may be in our focus next. 14 after the hour on the overview of this week's countdown.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprise bills.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. It's called Gamma Knife Surgery, but there's no cutting involved.
Gamma Knife Radiosurgery is the precise delivery of radiation to some imaging-defined target. And so we're able to treat benign malignant tumors within the brain as well as vascular malformations.
Dr. Bruce Pollack says it's been used at Mayo Clinic for 30 years as an alternative to open brain surgery.
We're performing an outpatient-based procedure that doesn't require an incision, has no risks of infections.
Patient's head is held still during the procedure with a head frame, which also serves as a map for the radiation. Using 3D imaging, typically an MRI as a guide, the gamma knife is targeted directly at the tumor.
The mechanical accuracy of the device is measured as a fraction of a millimeter.
And with no hospital stay and minimal side effects, it's a procedure that is efficient and can be life-saving. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
I want to move into something because the discussion of the COVID takes more than a couple of minutes, and we've got just a couple of minutes here before we have to move aside for local information. So number seven this week, the Pope, some describe it as a bombshell endorsement of gay marriage or same-sex civil unions. I think that's the term that was used.
Right.
With all the evidence suggesting that the Pope made the remarks actually a year or so ago. So now, what if you're
Catholic? Yeah, it only came out, I think, because of that documentary.
Yeah.
On
right.
him that just debuted this week.
Yeah, it was at the Rome Film Festival.
Yeah. All right, so is this something that ought to be, there's a whoop, whoop, whoopee here, or it's just, okay,
I read
move
a story
on.
About how they were surprised, I think it was either one of the filmmakers or someone involved with the Rome Film Festival, that they were surprised that this was even like some sort of bombshell because the Pope has said stuff like this before when he was a bishop. So I think there was... obviously, the media picked up on it and ran with it as a new story. We all thought it was a new story as well and covering it because maybe we weren't watching every action of the Pope before he was actually the Pope. But many people were saying we didn't think this was going to be that big of a deal at all because he's been pretty consistent when he has said this in the past. So
yeah. All right. Well, he's pretty consistent anyway. How is he doing health-wise? How is he doing? How do people see his tenure as Pope continuing? He's been one of the better popes, it would seem. In my
Isn't
lifetime,
he also one of the younger ones?
When he was 60-something when he got in, right, wasn't he?
I don't know. I just thought that he was younger than the last couple ones.
Yeah. I'm
not sure right. Jen would probably know that better.
Whenever I think of that, all I can think of is the movie that Tom Hanks was in about the Catholic Church and who almost became the Pope. He's actually been a couple of those movies, haven't there?
That was when he did Angels and Demons is the one you're talking about.
Yes.
And then the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, right. that must be time for another one. All right. So that's
and
the
he's
story.
83, so that's how
he's 83 now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow, I didn't know he was that old. He looks good.
Yeah, he does look good. Must be taking a lot of supplements. Yeah. Or eating.
He's not my favorite. I think he gets way too political.
What do you want him to do?
I'm a John Paul girl. John Paul II. That's
really?
Who I was raised with as Pope, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, but isn't it time
to
be updated, to be relevant?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's necessarily the step that this Pope is taking. He just gets involved in a lot of politics. And I don't know, I think there should be places where people can go to rest from politics, and I think we've talked about this before, and there's
sure should be one of them, yeah.
Sports, maybe Hollywood, I think, should be a place. Religion, where it should be
that's
matters
a good
of
point.
Faith more than
where do you go to get out? Where do you go to get away from politics these days? That's
TV?
A very good
Netflix.
Question.
Sleep. I go to bed is
yeah,
where
right.
I go.
Nighty night. Yeah. Oh, well, don't go away. More coming up, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our focus on the charts for the week of October 19th to the 23rd on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here, going through the top 10. The next item of interest here, COVID, all the health projections, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was reading a review, ladies, of the super spreader events. The Rose Garden ceremony certainly comes into the category, and the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, North Dakota. Is it North Dakota, South Dakota? Anyway, all of these things, the things that are, have big gatherings. We're trying to teach people. I'm looking at a picture from a beer hall that was taken at a rally last week, and there isn't one person in this. And it's at the. I'm looking at the Full Throttle Saloon. It's another rally for bikers. There wasn't one person. There were hundreds in this beer hall. Not one had a mask on.
Of course not. Bikers don't wear masks. That's a thing.
Okay. So is that one of their, like, wearing a vest that says hawkers or something on the back of it? Is that
a standard.
I don't know,
but
there are motorcycle gangs or groups or whatever you want to call them that are around here, and they have a bunch of rallies in New Jersey where I am. Not a single one of them wears a mask. It's a biker thing, you know.
All right. So what we learned this week was that mouthwash could inactivate human coronavirus. For me, that was a godsend. I thought that was fabulous information. You want to review it, Victoria or Jennifer? What really was said? This is too bad we didn't know this 6-8 months ago.
It's a Penn State study that was released that said that things like a neti pot or a saline rinse or diluted baby shampoo used to rinse your sinuses or mouthwash can actually prevent the virus from taking hold in your system. So if you make it a practice to consistently use these products, they will rinse away the coronavirus instead of letting it attach to your mucosa and then start to spread. So that's the idea behind it. And the study says that it's 99.99% effective
right.
in killing the coronavirus.
Where is the CDC?
Where
is the government here telling people this? Why are we getting it from a third level source? You know, there is a warning from the CDC this winter COVID could become an epidemic. So why don't you tell people in the same breath? But you could eliminate it.
If you fearmonger, you can control people. That, I mean, are you not getting that? It's 8 months in. This is what's happening. Is the more people are scared, the more control the government can have. It's frightening.
Well, but Trump's running the government. Why doesn't he put a stop to it if he's the...
I think he should be talking about this all day long, but the problem is when he talks about stuff like this, people jump all over him. I think it should be up to the cities, the counties, the states to be talking about this in a really active way. I mean, we have a governor in my state of California that has a roadmap to how to chew when you're in a restaurant. So you put your mask on, you take a bite, you put your mask back up again. Why wouldn't they put this information out and say, hey, here's some things that you can do so that you don't feel so afraid? But
yeah,
that's counterintuitive.
It isn't preventative. It's how do you deal? Like the buses. Remember I talked this week about the buses traveling around, no mask, no ride, you know, that kind of stuff, public transportation. So in the same vein, why don't you have big announcements that say, rinse with, you know, I'm looking, and now that this is out, somebody's going to pick up on it and go to the drugstore. You probably won't find any. They'll probably empty the shelves of that stuff, but that's okay. So be it. If that's a way of us getting sort of back to normal and eliminating this problem in our systems. It just seems, anyway, so also that Fauci and the CDC warning people about Thanksgiving, don't have Thanksgiving, basically, isn't it what they said? Don't have a big gathering.
Well, Fauci has been warning people against traveling for traveling long distance for Thanksgiving. He said, you know, people should not be flying to see relatives or whatever for Thanksgiving. So, you know, everyone I think is just going to have to make a choice for themselves.
Our local guidelines say that you can have Thanksgiving, but only with 3 families, and you have to do it outdoors.
Aha! Outdoors and Thanksgiving, 28 after the hour.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all, and they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Next.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back into our fold here. It's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the issues of the week, according to the surveys at Talkers.com. You can find these lists every week at Talkers.com. Find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there as well. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan as we bounce around through the issues. Number three this week on the countdown list are all the accusations, the scandals, the corruption, the finger-pointing at Biden because of his loose cannon son, the finger-pointing at Trump because he had a Chinese bank account. And I emphasize here, it's not on, I didn't realize that it was closed in 2013.
So a couple of things. First of all, just to be fair here, this is not a scandal about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is a loser and has a lot of explaining to do, but he's the middleman. The reason that the Biden scandal is important is because there are people who are now saying that Biden has been enriching himself by using his position in the government to leverage deals with our adversaries. So it's, yes, Hunter Biden's a loser. Yes, there's pictures of him doing drugs and with underage prostitutes. That's all true. But let's talk about what should really concern us, and that he's being used as sort of a middleman between his dad and foreign governments. That's the part of the scandal that is should be consumed, I believe. As far as Trump's tax scandals go, Trump's tax scandal, in air quote, was addressed during the last debate this week. And President Trump said that that was not a new story that came out. In fact, that this bank account with China that allegedly a secret was actually on his presidential disclosure form, which is, you know, 15, 25 pages, whatever it is, of every business dealing that you've had leading up to the presidency. And he also said that that bank account was closed down in 2013. So, you know, again,
2015, yeah.
Decide.
But the weird thing is, if he's Trump's answer on this was very kind of murky. And he said, well, it's before I ran for president and I was thinking about doing business. Okay, so if you're thinking about doing business in China, why do you owe $200,000 in local taxes to China then?
I'm glad we both agree. I agree with the transparency, and I applaud the fact that the media actually covers all of the stories about Trump, whether they're based in fact or not. They've spent 3.5 years covering stories that have had no facts, just accusations, and they've levied them at the president. I'm asking the news media to do the same thing
with Hunter
Biden and Joe Biden.
That's what happened. When the accusations are made, people think it's the front page. And when those accusations, no matter what the circumstance, whether it's this or hundreds of thousands of other circumstances where you're accused of something on the front page and the retraction is on page 30. So in that way,
three and a half years of that, not a piece of evidence after everybody says, oh, we've seen it. We've got anonymous sources.
Watching the debate on Thursday night a little bit, there was a civility there that I hadn't seen for a while. And whether he's performing, because he certainly knows how to perform, or whether he realizes that, you know, let's see if it lasts, that he can't keep doing what he's doing to piss everybody off, basically. That's more the reason that people, I think with the average person, Victoria, I know that you don't like him for any number of reasons, and I get it. I don't like him for a number of reasons either, but there are some things that I find salient. So when you think about, can people change? Will they really change? Can he get along? Does he have to be in your face to get his point across? A lot of people think that's his MO. He's been doing it. You're a New Yorker. He's been doing it for as long as he's been in business. He gets in everybody's face and he browbeats them and, pushes them around and bullies them into submission. And, you know, that's not the way to get things done. Is that the reason that nothing is getting done? Does it make a difference?
But see, that's
who's
not
sitting
true.
In the chair? It is true, Jennifer.
The average person
doesn't want to have somebody who points his finger at person and who's president and says, you're a dummy. You're stupid.
This president has been gone after and investigated.
Let me finish my statement.
His output of his administration has been incredible. Middle East peace agreement.
I'm not making that point.
So it's about what he says.
I'll give you all of that.
So would you rather have someone who's rough around the edges but actually gets good things done?
He's getting things done on his own, if you will.
What other people are you talking about?
I'm talking about Congress. I'm talking about the Senate.
Do you think that Congress is willing to work with the president right now?
I don't think they're willing. They were ever willing to work with him, frankly.
He's been able to get a lot done. My point is this. Would you rather have someone that is rough around the edges, that is actually able to get things done, even under the worst circumstances? Or would you rather have someone who makes you feel like he's folksy, but yet he's stabbing you in the back and taking money from China?
You know what? I would rather have somebody who is really qualified and knew how to do the job, and neither one of these guys has it as far as I'm concerned. These people who are now supposedly the best choices we have, it's abysmal. Looking at some of the choices, I was looking at what was going on up in Maine, by the way, the status of the senator who's been there for quite a long time, and then this woman, Sarah Gideon, who's running against her. Susan Collins has raised about $40 million, and Sarah Gideon has brought in over $60 million from outside the state. So you know that the Democratic machine, which is something that's wrong with our system.
Look at the guy running against Lindsey Graham. He's made like $80 million, and it's all coming from outside of South Carolina.
Yeah. Anyway, Victoria, you've been silent.
I'm just listening. Well, I have nothing to add. Is there a question that you want me to answer?
No, I just want to make sure you feel like you've been heard, and we'll move on. Supreme Court, number five, the confirmation process. Here's another example, in my mind, of not finding the most qualified, but somebody who checks off all the boxes to a point. And whether she will be good or not, I think there are many more people out there who are much better than she is, wouldn't have the controversial background to consider, and have more experience. I think she is a horrible choice for the Supreme Court for all of those reasons. And just why in the world do we keep going to the bottom? We're on a race to the bottom of the barrel.
I can't believe this.
Why?
She's very well qualified, and she also demonstrates the tone that you say you like. And by the way, after people watched the hearings the week before last, the number of people in the country who want to see her confirmed is actually more than the majority now.
You know how I am about religion? You know how I am about religion and people wearing it on their sleeves.
You understand that
people
are capable.
That disqualifies her as far as I'm concerned.
But she doesn't necessarily wear it on her sleeve. She's been tacked with it as someone who, I mean, this is what they're using against her.
Did she deny it when asked the question?
She's a Catholic.
I'm going to hold that against her. But what about all those other
groups? Do you want people to say, I'm not really Muslim, I'm not really a Jew? I mean, she's a Catholic. That's what she is.
I want to know what else there is there, though, with some of these groups. Is that true or not true that she has supported or belonged to some very questionable groups in terms of points of view?
There's
some
Knights of Columbus?
No.
Go ahead. No.
Extreme Catholic groups, and I forget the name of it now too. But she lived with the guy who's the head of it, and that she was a handmaiden. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff. Jen, you can read about it.
I have not heard any of that.
Google it. It's everywhere. That's what the women are called in this group, in this sect that she belonged with. She lived with the family, the guy who was the founder of it. You can easily look that up.
It's
been everywhere.
Let me ask you this. If a woman like Ilhan Omar, who wears a scarf over her head, should she be allowed to be in Congress? Is she capable?
I'm not saying she's obviously ruled by
a certain ideology, so we should get her out, right?
I'm not saying that Coney Barrett should not be allowed to be Catholic. I'm just saying when Doug's talking about wearing it on your sleeve, there is a lot of stuff there that the average person, I was baptized Catholic, I grew up Catholic. The average person, when you look at the kind of stuff that her family that she was into, it makes you scratch your head because it's kind of extremist. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. My only beef with her, I don't like the legal precedents that she set, but I also do not think she's only been a judge for 3 years. I don't think that she's qualified to be on the Supreme Court. My argument ends right there. She doesn't have enough experience.
That and the wearing stuff on her sleeve. There's got to be more people around who are qualified. And where are the people in the middle? We're not supposed to. The Constitution doesn't say find somebody of your political stripe and throw them in the Supreme Court. It says find the most, somehow or other, the most qualified jurist. And the most qualified, in my mind anyway, is somebody who doesn't wear anything on their sleeve other than a long sleeve cotton shirt. That's it. I don't want to have religion, politics. I don't want to know from your politics or from your religion. I want to know that the rulings that you've had the opportunity to make a decision on have been made in a fair and balanced way according to your peers. That's what I want to know. And I don't see it. I don't smell it. I don't think it when it comes to this woman. I just don't. People List from Talkers Magazine. The folks at Talkers do a lot of research, talking to talk radio hosts, listening to programs, talking to the people that run the stations to get this list. On the People List this week at number 10, Rush Limbaugh, and number 9, Xi Jinping from China. Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg tied for number 8. The Pope is at 7. Amy Coney Barrett is at 6. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell tied for 5. Dr. Fauci is 4. Hunter Biden and Rudy Giuliani. Now, there's a pair. They're paired up at number 3. Imagine the two of them together. Whew. All right, number 2 is Hunter's dad, Joe Biden. And number 1 is Donald Trump, as you might imagine. All of these reflections, again, from the work by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Really pretty interesting how these lists develop every week. So you've got it here in your ear for the week of October 19th to the 23rd. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Today, lighting is much more than just illumination. Your lighting and other electric devices can now do more and seamlessly revolve around your routines. Lisa McLear is with GE Lighting, a Savant company.
Our See by GE smart home portfolio includes smart bulbs. These bulbs can help you set schedules based on your own unique routines. For instance, say you never want to come home to a dark house. Simply set the bulbs to turn on at dusk. Or you can set the bulbs to turn off after you leave the house so you can save money on your electric bill. See by GE also features smart switches, which can control both ordinary and smart bulbs. Our smart switches are controlled through our app or your voice or touch. Also, our smart plug makes lamps and other electric devices smart, giving you more control and convenience.
McLear adds that many smart bulbs feature the Energy Star label. Visit your nearest Walmart or Walmart.com for See by GE's full line of smart lighting products. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all, and they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of October 19th to the 23rd, if you please. Compiled by the folks that run Talkers. Rush Limbaugh at number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China, to a lesser extent Russia, and the election hoo-ha with them. The Google antitrust lawsuit, big time. Well, maybe it isn't big time because they got lots of money and maybe it won't go anywhere. That's number 8. Number 7, the Pope supporting gay marriage. Number 6, racial relations and police reform. Number 5, the Supreme Court confirmation process. Let's see. Number 4, the economy. What's going on? Are we going to have a stimulus package or not? Number three, the accusations and scandals involved in the presidential race. Number two, COVID and all of its ancillary impact. And number one, the presidential debate. 50 million people have already voted. Imagine that. Those are the stories from Talkers Magazine. Okay, let's get to the situation with race and more people black and of color getting COVID. That seems to be one of the issues. Then there's the relationship the police have. It's very interesting. In my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, new police chief, two black men are in the offing. One of them is a veteran of the department who's a very good police officer, and I think he ought to be the chief. But they brought in somebody from Baltimore who was the chief of police there, who's trying to get out of town.
Well, clearly Baltimore has it right. So
can you imagine? I mean, the mayor here is just trying to stack the deck for her local guy because she likes him because he's black. But he is actually a good cop. The other, and he had a lot of sport in the rank and file. But the second guy, nobody knows, no transparency. Nobody knows how this guy got to be number two on the list. But, you know, the questions have been asked about whether these two candidates are here because there has been some unrest, and will a black police chief make a difference? What's the answer to that? Does a black police chief make a difference in cities where there is unrest?
A good police chief makes a difference.
Yeah, right. That's what I'd say. But in this circumstance, you know, like isn't there the black woman in Chicago who's made a mess of things there? Wasn't that the same
kind
of story?
There's a black mayor there, but I don't know.
I think there's a black police chief, too.
Maybe, but
it's a guy.
It was a guy, but
Is it a guy? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, see, I stand to be corrected. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, 10 before the hour.
The top radio countdown.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 53 after the hour. Review of the top five tech stories. It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. In this segment of the broadcast, to look at the top five items from number five to number one, starting with the new launch at Apple Music, Victoria.
Well, for anyone who misses watching music videos on MTV, because we know they haven't played any for a long time, Apple Music has launched Apple Music TV. So they are trying now to take over what once was pretty much exclusive to MTV. This is 24 hours live streaming of popular music videos, and you can watch in the browse tabs on the Apple Music app and on the Apple TV app. And they are trying to go up against YouTube, which is now the spot where if you really want to watch music videos from your favorite artist, YouTube really kind of has the dominance there.
Do you want to? Do you have the desire to
watch videos? Love watching music videos. Yeah. I think there are so many artists. Lady Gaga's videos especially I really love. They're so creative, and I think that they're just like little works of art. I think Taylor Swift does great videos. So, yeah, it depends on who the artist is, but there's still a lot of money being put into music videos, and I think having Apple Music TV be the new outlet for that, I think it's great.
Why Quibi didn't work then, because Quibi? That's a short video sort of Quibi there. Thank you, Quibi.
Well, you know what? The truth is, Quibi would have been smart to air music videos, but they were way too highbrow, and I think they tried to be smarter and cooler than anyone in the room, and everyone just gave up on it. Yeah. So there you go.
Number
After
four.
6 months, it's done.
What can we get for $6.99 a month from Google, Victoria?
Google has a new thing called Google Photos, and this is kind of a cool thing. If you're tired of having all of your photos just sitting in your smartphone and you never actually get to enjoy them or have them on display, this is a new service for $6.99 a month. Google will use machine learning to automatically select 10 of your best photos each month, and then they print them out and send them right to your door. So you can prioritize how the algorithm chooses them. You can say if you want people and pets or landscapes or a little bit of everything, and so they'll all come to you either on a postcard or a standard 4x6 inch. And you can also, as part of the premium print service for Google Photos, they're adding same-day printing services to Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart. So you can choose whatever your monthly photos are and then pick them up same day, which is kind of cool. I think this is something people have been, you know, during the pandemic and quarantine, a lot of people have been doing, you know, home projects and DIY, like scrapbooking and photo books and things like that have really gone, have become more popular. So I think this is kind of the right time for Google Photos to launch this service.
All right, let's see what is going on at Philips, the light bulb company. They're more than that, but that's how people know them.
Right. So Signify is the parent company behind Philips Hue, and that's H-U-E. I'm sure you've seen all these. You're right, they're light bulbs mainly, but they do make a lot of electronics. And they're in the news this week because they're recalling the power supplies that shipped with six of their outdoor lights because over concerns of shocking people with electricity. The power supplies can short circuit due to water leakage, and so you know, if you're touching anything, if you touch the power supply when it's wet, you could actually find yourself in a predicament. So the power supplies are being recalled for 21,000 defective units that were sold in the U.S. alone. It's the Lily and Lily XL spotlights. These are all outdoor lights, by the way. The Kala and Kala Large pedestal lights, and the Econic pedestal lights, and the Impress pedestal lights. So if you have any of those outdoor Philips Hue systems, you might want to check this out. The power supplies were shipped between 2018 and 2020, and this is 21,000 defective units. So Signify has set up a website so you can go and check to see if you do need a new one. And they say, in the meantime, you unplug everything and do not use these lights until you get the new power supply so you don't get shocked.
All right, number two has to do with a new deal from Whole Foods.
Yep, Amazon Prime subscribers now get free one-hour grocery pickup at every single Whole Foods across the country. This is 487 stores now. They've been testing this out for months, and they have now launched officially. Orders that cost more than $35 are eligible for free pickup, and no extra service charges. Thousands of items from Whole Foods, produce, meat and seafood, other staples, things like that. Amazon says that they found that the trend of curbside pickup is going to continue even after the pandemic has passed. They cite research that shows 68% of people plan to continue using curbside pickup services even when it's safe to go back into the grocery store on a regular basis.
Aha. And number one, Google back again, not for any good reason.
Right. Now, some bad news for Google. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, claiming that the company holds an illegal monopoly with its search engine. The lawsuit accuses Google of harming consumers with its business contracts and agreements by stifling competition. This is going to literally be dragged out for years and years. Google is worth more than $1 trillion, and this is going to be in the courts forever.
The overview of technology. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Today, lighting is much more than just illumination. Your lighting and other electric devices can now do more and seamlessly revolve around your routines. Lisa McLear is with GE Lighting, a Savant company.
Our See by GE smart home portfolio includes smart bulbs. These bulbs can help you set schedules based on your own unique routines. For instance, say you never want to come home to a dark house. Simply set the bulbs to turn on at dusk. Or you can set the bulbs to turn off after you leave the house, so you can save money on your electric bill. See by GE also features smart switches, which can control both ordinary and smart bulbs. Our smart switches are controlled through our app or your voice or touch. Also, our smart plug makes lamps and other electric devices smart, giving you more control and convenience.
McLear adds that many smart bulbs feature the Energy Star label. Visit your nearest Walmart or Walmart.com for See by GE's full line of smart lighting products. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senate Republicans voted overwhelmingly today to advance Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett toward final confirmation, expected to be taking place tomorrow night.
The Senate is doing the right thing.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We're moving this nomination forward. And colleagues, by tomorrow night, we'll have a new member of the United States Supreme Court.
That's despite the continued complaints by Democrats led by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
8 days before the election, and after more than 50 million Americans have voted for president, quite possibly a different president, to pick justices on their behalf.
Barrett's confirmation is hardly in doubt, with a majority of Republicans mostly united in support behind President Trump's pick. I'm Shelley Adler.
The coronavirus has reached the upper echelons of the White House again, with the outbreak now among aides to Vice President Pence, with just over a week to Election Day. During a campaign rally in New Hampshire earlier today, President Trump said the treatment he received for COVID-19 made him feel great pretty quick.
I felt like Superman. I wanted to get back. I didn't want to cancel anything.
Mr. Pence, that is, and his wife Karen both tested negative yesterday, while officials brushed off any notion the vice president would dial back any in-person campaigning, despite the revelation. Overseas, the U.K. military seized control of an oil tanker that dropped anchor in the English Channel after reporting it had seven stowaways on board that had become violent. And a COVID-19 outbreak in the north of Melbourne has led authorities in Australia's Victoria state to hold off on any further easing of restrictions in that beleaguered city. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Tens of thousands of protesters in Belarus swarmed the streets of the capital today, pressing for the resignation of the country's authoritarian leader in what human rights activists describe as the largest anti-government rally since late August. We get the latest from the BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
Tens of thousands of protesters had taken to the streets with an ultimatum. If, by the end of the day, Alexander Lukashenko hadn't agreed to resign and release all political prisoners, from Monday there would be a nationwide strike. This was the response from the authorities. Explosions echoed around the city as riot police fired stun grenades at the demonstrators. Alexander Lukashenko appears in no mood for compromise.
Meanwhile, pediatricians are urging the British government to provide free meals for poor children. This is townhall.com. In Europe, plant-based products that don't contain meat can continue to be labeled sausages or burgers.
The EU Parliament has rejected proposals backed by meat industry lobbyists that could have led to a ban on the terms. That decision means veggie burgers, soy steaks, and vegan sausages can continue to be sold as such in restaurants and shops. Europe's largest farmers association wanted to ban the terms, arguing that labeling vegetarian substitutes with words that bring meat to mind was misleading consumers. John Scott reporting.
A small group of Tesla owners testing the company's full self-driving system on public roads, but in fine print. The company says the $8,000 system doesn't make the vehicles autonomous, and they still have to be supervised by humans. The conflicting messages have experts in the field accusing Tesla of deceptive and irresponsible marketing. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Richmond L. Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to Rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's the familiar music bringing us into focus with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. Mr. Harrison happens to be the chief cook and bottle washer at Talkers Magazine, editor and publisher, et cetera, et cetera. But I did hear you do the dishes. That's where you do the cooking and you do the dishes?
Well, I mean, if we're a restaurant, we're in a lot of trouble because there haven't been that many dishes and there aren't that many bottles to wash. So.
Really?
It's been a tough time. For
there's a lot of dirty laundry to wash, as we were to believe all of the things in the story count this week. Lots of dirty laundry. Right? Let's get to it. People list, the story list. Michael is here to do the honors.
Yeah, there's a lot of dirty laundry, and there's a lot of dirty mud being slung in the last couple of weeks prior to the election, some of which is...
Shocking, isn't it?
Well, I don't know how shocking it is. I don't know if the needle is being moved, to use an expression. Oh, my goodness. Listen to that.
Hey, Mike, are you home? Can I talk to you, Mike? Are you there?
What it is. Wait a second. Mr. President, please, I'm on the air right now.
Yes, okay. Please. Thank you very much.
I'm in our studio in New England for the first time, in months.
Yes.
And we have this phone in the corner of the room, this landline phone that has all kinds of spaghetti wires all around it, and it's just there.
I have that, too. Yeah, it rings.
And once every 3 years, it rings.
While you're on the air with me, it's this first time this year. Hello.
Yeah,
ding, 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 ding.
We've just broken it in. So there you go.
And number 10, I like the old technology. It's refreshing to actually hear a phone ring
that is connected to a landline. I like that sound.
Well, as Phil and I were talking before the program, we were talking about that, and even landlines today really are subject to the same digitizing and the same problems that digital communications create, because landlines are really not really landlines anymore. They are in many ways digital, and along the path they go through the air, and it's all the same. It's all the same nasty sounding stew.
Nasty
all right, indeed. So Rush Limbaugh's illness.
Nasty, yeah, Limbaugh. That's not a good sign. Wow.
No, Limbaugh went on the air on Monday, and he really had a very candid revelation to his listeners about the setbacks he has suffered in his fight against stage 4 lung cancer. And it was very moving, touching, and was the buzz of the business. So it came in at number 10, tied with another story that seems frivolous compared to the real issues we're dealing with at this point, and embarrassing for CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin, who's also a New Yorker magazine writer. He was found with his pants down during a Zoom meeting. So to speak, yeah, literally and figuratively. And
can you imagine we're actually talking about that? In this is an upscale conversational program, and to have to dig into this is, I don't know, do I find, am I a prude because I find it offensive?
Oh, wow.
No,
I feel bad that you find it offensive. It makes me worry that thousands and millions of other people will find it offensive because we cover
it. Not talking about it, but just, I don't know. I'm not sure what I think, but I know.
I think it's a sign of the times. I think first of all, there's always a story like that out there. This is sort of a cross between Me Too and COVID-19. It's a Zoom story. I mean, how many people are getting caught with their pants down, either on purpose or not, because those cameras are on in people's houses, and they don't know if their spouse or their partner or their roommate is on a meeting? You don't think about somebody's laptop as being a television camera.
Right.
And there's all kinds of funny stuff out there. There's stories galore, but this was just embarrassing, and I feel sorry for him in a way, and in other ways, you know, here we are capitalizing on it and talking about it. Number 9 is something of a more serious nature. Well, serious is a subjective word, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure Jeffrey Toobin's more concerned than with himself right now than U.S.-China relations, which is at number 9. At number 8, the Google antitrust suit tied with Twitter and Facebook's Facebook being accused of bias by the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Yeah,
goes
really?
Back to the that Hunter Biden story, the hard drive, Rudy Giuliani. At number 7,
in the bedroom.
That's another story. Talk about being caught with your pants down. He didn't even have his pants down. He just had his hands in a place they shouldn't have been. What a schmendrick.
What a great term. That's a great. I love that term.
It is a schmendrick. At number 7, I hope it's not dirty.
Schmendrick?
Well, you know, when you use terms that are, you know, cross language.
Spookus and tookus.
You're right. You know, where does tookus stand in the pantheon of dirty words? Number 7, Pope supports gay marriage, tied with Purdue Pharma pleads guilty. At number 6, you got a lot of stuff we could talk about today. At number 6, race relations, law and order, and police reform. At number 5, the Supreme Court confirmation process. At number 4, the economy, stimulus package, business openings, and the education crisis. We had so much stuff going on, we had to lump the education crisis in with the opening of businesses and the economy. It relates. Mm-hmm. At number 3, accusations, scandals, and corruption. The mudslinging part of the presidential race. They're throwing everything at each other. The Hunter Biden emails. The Trump Chinese bank account. Trump had a Chinese bank account.
Yeah, but that was, he closed it in 2013. So
whatever.
That's kind of a red herring.
Who cares?
And what about the Hunter Biden stuff? Are you buying any of that?
I don't buy any of this stuff. That's
okay.
Me. Yeah. I buy it and I don't buy it. In other words, we
is
can't,
there anything to it?
We can't get caught up in it at this point. We've got to go forward and clean up the big picture that affects most people.
Mm-hmm.
And if Biden is the answer, or Trump is the answer based upon your own circumstances
or
and opinion, then it doesn't matter if Trump is in bed with the Chinese and Biden is in bed with the Ukrainians. And, you know, it just... We got to go forward.
Or Hunter Biden's in bed with an underage lady.
Come on. COVID-19, number two.
Of course, these are the two best candidates we could possibly
find.
That's
the point.
Yeah. Amy Coney, what's-her-face, is the best possible candidate for the Supreme Court justice. Yeah, of course. We'll sell you a couple of those. A couple of bottles of Negroni. Do you know what that is?
No, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's a horrible liquor. Yeah, we'll give you a couple of those. The third prize is four bottles.
Okay, keep going. First prize is you don't get any.
Right.
At number two, COVID-19 stats and projections, healthcare, vaccines, and the sorry state of American psychology. Mm-hmm. People are very, very down in the dumps.
People are afraid. Do you know the biggest story of the week from my point of view is that you can get rid of any chance that you'd have this by mouthwash? 99.9% of the virus, according to four studies out this week that just came around now. Who knows where they were in February and March, but according to some really good, reliable sources, if you use any of the commercial standard mouthwashes, COVID is gonzo. So what are we talking about here? Where is it? Why isn't that the headline?
Maybe it's not true.
Oh, it is true. I've got it on. Both of the doctors that I know who are on my Good Day Health program, gooddayhealthshow.com, say the same thing. It makes nothing but sense.
Doug, that does make sense, but it's sort of like saying soap is
secure. What's true? Soap is, baby, hair, part of that story was if you dilute Johnson's baby shampoo and gargle with that, you get rid of it too. You haven't heard that, have you? I'm catching you there. You haven't heard that.
I mean, I don't, you know, like, give me a break. You know, soap and water is a cure for COVID.
Yeah.
You know, cleaning your hands, washing, you know, keeping your finger out of your ear. You know, there's all kinds of
that
things.
Too?
The mouthwash is more of like how it's spread than it being a cure. If you have this disease and you rinse your mouth out with mouthwash, it's not going to help you.
That's not what the experts say.
Mouthwash?
Mouthwash. Yep. Look it up. I've been all over the place this week. But you see,
just because it's all over the place, don't make it right. The place is full of all kinds of baloney. Or, as Vice President Biden would say, malarkey.
That's the question. Yeah, malarkey is a great word. So what is? Are we in the state? This is the real. This may be the issue. Is the state of things, the state of the state, if you will, so bad that there is nothing out there to be believed?
Obviously, there are things to be believed, but you're pointing to the real issue of our time, and that is we are having problems because of the way we communicate and our character.
Yeah.
We're having problems coming to grips with common terms and common facts to give us a common handle on reality. And if you don't have a common handle on reality, it has the same impact as mass insanity. Because reality, sanity versus insanity is really basically a vote on the popular perspective on reality. You know, no one knows that schizophrenics who hear voices aren't really hearing voices, and the rest of us aren't privileged to it, coming in from some other dimension. There's so many ways of looking at subjectivity. So what we're having now is we're having a problem coming to a consensus on what we used to consider self-evident truths. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Mm-hmm. Everything's not so self-evident anymore. And that is extremely disorienting to people's comfort. We can go on more about that later, but that's really, you've hit upon one of the keys to the challenges of these times. And number one, we have the presidential race, the debate that took place on Thursday night.
18 after Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen from the DJV program and a number of other, the Good Day Health Show, American Family Farmer Show, Your Hidden Power, you name it. I talk
and
about
a farmer.
Yes, in addition to being a broadcaster. And I come to you as a farmer, as a person who's reasonable, as a person who's interested in being helpful with the word, with the news, with the information about Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the only weight loss formula in existence in the world that is all natural, completely. There's nothing in this formula, there's nothing in these cans, nothing in these bottles that will do any harm whatsoever because it's all natural. So, as the number one choice for healthy natural weight loss, you can be sure that I would be extolling the value and virtue of it, because that's all I will, in fact, endorse on the air, things that are natural. And this is the way to get your health, your waistline, to the optimum without it being any danger to your body whatsoever. Go to toploss.com. Take my advice. Use the code DJV at checkout.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprisebills.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are back in the fold. Doug Steffen here With Michael Harrison for the week of October 19th to the 23rd. Talkers Magazine publishes these lists, the stories, the people, every week. Go to talkers.com for that. Also, you can listen to Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at your at the ready, whenever you would like to. Just say to Alicia, what is it? No, Alexa. Alexa.
Alicia.
Alicia. What are you going to ask her to? Alicia, can I listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, please? If you ask Alexa, she will give you that opportunity to listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Meanwhile, we haven't got to the people list yet, Michael, so let's
and number 10,
that.
We have Rush Limbaugh tied with Jeffrey Toobin at number 9.
I wonder how he feels about that, being categorized with Jeffrey Toobin.
Yeah, you know, it just happens the numbers fell that way. At number 9, Xi Jinping. At number 8, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg. At number 7, Pope Francis. At number 6, Amy Coney Barrett and Lindsey Graham. At number 5, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and Steve Mnuchin. How's that, Steve Mnuchin?
I call him Munchkin.
Whatever. I call him Nging. At number 4, Dr. Anthony Fauci. At number 3, Hunter Biden and Rudy Giuliani. At number 2, Joe Biden. At number 1, Donald Trump. There you go.
All right, you just asked me if I watched the debate last night. Calmer debate. They offered sharply different visions, though, did they not? Or are they the same stamp? These are the two best guys.
They offered sharply different lies.
Right.
Which set of lies did you enjoy more?
Well, I'm looking at some of the responses to people listening to programs that I do. Here's a guy named Sam Wells who says, is it the Republicans and Trump who play by the rules? The Trump base is not the one rioting, burning, looting, or attacking police. It's not Trump Republicans who attack people in their cars or harass diners and restaurants. It's not Trump or his Republican base that sides with or condones the rioters who pretend to be upset over racism. How about that? You know why I read it? Because I see so many of these one-sided things that pretty much speaks to what we have listening to many, if not most, of the news talk radio programs and stations these days, Michael, right? It's a chorus.
Well, the news talk radio programs are a slice of life, and they talk to a certain segment of the public, but they don't talk to the entire public, and they don't express the view of the larger picture. They express the view of a very active, influential segment of the population.
So why don't we? Why is it that way? This is
living bubble universe.
You're the guru.
Well, that's, as I said before, one of the marks of this time that we live in is that we don't have a consistent set of reality. Our perspective on reality is fractured. We also have a fractured media and fractured communities that galvanize around different platforms. We didn't have that for most of the 20th century. So that's the issue. We're adjusting to this extreme change in our psychology, our knowledge, our opinions, and our communities.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. It really is. Why do you think it is that people have paid attention, and then those who support with signs or whatever the slogan, Black Lives Matter, they become offended when somebody puts up a sign that says White Lives Matter or Jewish Lives Matter or Muslim Lives Matter or whoever. You know, there are those signs growing up all over the place now. And people who are black say it's watering down their effort to get equal justice.
Well, it comes as a passive-aggressive slight against the movement, and I can understand how they feel. I can understand it. Technically, it's not accurate, but emotionally and
why do you say technically? What do you mean?
Well, because the white lives do matter, and all lives matter, and of course, but in terms of the use of these terms at the moment, Black Lives Matter makes a certain point, and by bringing up the other aspects, it is clearly a disagreement with the position of Black Lives Matter. And,
right.
and that's what it's about.
That's a justifiable point, actually. We're making a lot of those, hopefully, as we review the hot hits in News Talk Radio with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans buried in student loan debt, you need to listen to this and get ready to make a call that could save your life. It could take you decades to pay off your student loans, and that's crazy. The government created a special student loan repayment program, except you don't know how it works, but we do. At Modify Student Loans, we can lower your monthly student loan payments, qualify you for loan forgiveness, and help you restore your good credit even if you're in default. If you want to lower your monthly payment, write the number down. If you owe over $10,000 in student loans or are behind in your payments, we can help you. Call right now or put this number into your smartphone. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040. Lower your monthly payments and qualify for loan forgiveness. Call Modify Student Loans now. 800-693-9040. We can help to lower your monthly payments, but you've got to write this number down. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Moving back in to the Info Zone, another episode of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Do you realize that Halloween will not be the same this year? And there's Christmas, what are we going to do for the Macy's Santa Claus, Michael?
I know. All these things that we live for. I'm not unhappy about no trick or treating. I don't like trick or treating anymore. I think it's a passe, obsolete concept.
Really? So you haven't done it for a few years?
No. What happens is the neighborhood that I the neighborhood. It's a two way street. You do it as a kid, or you do it as an adult, giving the kids candy, or you turn out your lights and you hide under your bed, and you hope that nobody, you know, toilet papers your house and all those stupid things. But every year we buy candy, and every year nobody comes.
Good.
And now, you know.
You eat it yourself.
We have a secret cabinet. We call it the secret cabinet.
Candy corn.
Yeah, all that garbage.
Kit Kat.
Three
Musketeers.
Why has it come down to the same group of candies that become popular? Do you remember when you
advertising. Were... Advertising. It's called advertising.
Now, when I was a kid, you see, I'm a hypocrite. I loved candy, and I loved trick-or-treating.
Right.
So here I am as an adult, you know, I don't like candy. I think these packaged candies are just the worst thing for you.
Well, it's all cane sugar. It's very bad for you.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not a big fan of trick or treating. I'm just not. If you want to have a party and costumes and all that, knock yourself out. But having the kids run around going from house to house asking for stuff and giving them the same crap that you buy in the supermarket, that's
the what is the point, by the way? What is the point of Halloween? I mean, in these days, the real point, when it was first observed, it was a religious sort of a reality check for stuff that was pretty horrible. And now it's become this. How did it get turned around the way it is?
Oh, I think it gives us an opportunity to pay respects to devils, demons, and Satan.
Oh, it's like Christmas time.
Hey,
Christmas,
I never understood.
Where did that come from? Christmas. Jesus was born the end of March. So how did we get Christmas on December 25th?
And he was born in a place where it was hot as heck.
Yeah.
You know, it was not, you know.
I've been to the place where he was born.
Vermont.
Have you? I went into that little place down the cellar there in Nazareth. Wow, what a...
You went there that day. I went to the
you
new
went
Disney
somewhere
World
else.
That opened in Israel.
Right. We were there together, and I went to Nazareth, and you went to someplace else.
Yeah,
long time ago.
It was a while ago, but you and I, hey folks, Doug and I sat across the table in a very, very stark,
small,
Spartan room with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BB. He's a tough man. Was he a tough, even his handshake, you would never want to mess with that guy. You wouldn't want to be in a corner with him, dark corner. And he's every bit as much American as he is Israeli.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Yeah. Right. He's like a New York Jew to me, anyway. He came across as maybe New Jersey would have been more appropriate. He just has such a fix, such an understanding of what life is like in America, and knows how to play that tune or that relationship. I think he's a very smart guy. I have a lot of respect for him, even though he's kind of like, people will say, oh, it's just like Trump. I don't know if he's just like Trump or not. He's a guy who wants power. And knows how to get it, right? Wouldn't you say that was that? When you walked into the room with him, and you and I walked into the room, what was the first thing you thought of when you saw Netanyahu? First thing that came to your mind? Remember?
I felt that he was like an American.
Yeah.
I felt that I was in the back room in some business.
Right, making
a
deal.
With a guy in a makeshift office. I mean, was this a table? And that was in the heart of the Knesset. We're not talking about a pop-up.
No, we were in the building.
We were in the building. We were there. We were. It seems surrealistic to me now. It's inappropriate for us to spend too much time talking about what really was for you and me.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
An amazing, life-changing experience.
But let's speak to that for a minute. not just to Netanyahu, but the people that you have met, you've eaten with presidents, you've known every you've had exposure, time.
Time.
I remember the
time
picture of you walking down the steps with Clinton the piece that you did after that. You had dinner with Trump last year or the year before.
Yep.
You know, that kind of stuff. You get exposure, and a lot of us, that was the point, that was where I was going to go. All of the things that we are exposed to, the people, the ideas, and the fact that sadly some of us fritter away those opportunities to tell stories because they don't fit into whatever the mindset you think your audience is interested in. It seems like such a waste, such a shame, because so many of the hosts that are around today have had such great life experiences and can tell fabulous stories. And that's, in my mind, maybe I'm the old school. That's what good talk radio is about, telling these fabulous stories.
Yeah, storytelling is the most important concept in communications. Storytelling is at the base of history. It's at the base of literature. It's the base of analogy and metaphor and communication and myths, and it just is very important.
It's like when we look at, or when you understand what's going on in our country today, maybe not just here but around the world, but I'm thinking more about walking down the Madison Avenue or any major New York street, and all of those legendary department stores that are there. Many of them will not reopen their doors. They will not exist. Many businesses, many of the iconic things that we've been used to seeing in our country, not just in New York, but any place. Gonzo. That, to me, is, and when I think, I'm not playing fast and loose with this, Michael, but the gargling, if that works, but whatever it is that would have allowed us to not have to have this experience, maybe it was, you know, being tougher on the Chinese and not having them think they could get away with this, whatever. I feel insecure about seeing a lot of these things just disappear.
Well, I mean, that's a story of life. That's a story of
change.
Of change. I mean, the only thing that's certain is change. And if you live a long life, if you live 70, 80, 90 years beyond, the things that you see are remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remarkable. My grandparents, you know, didn't see airplanes, and then they wound up seeing the moon landing. I mean, we're not the only generation that's gone through remarkable changes.
No, not at all.
We're going through extraordinary changes that are historic in terms of how intense and dramatic they are, but it's not the only time that there's been massive change. You, as an agriculturalist, I mean, remember the old song, how are you going to keep them down on the farm that they've seen Paris?
LA.
That was a major statement, you know, and when people left the farms, when we went from being an agrarian society to an industrial society, and people left the rural areas to go and make the cities dense.
One of the issues this week on the American Family Farmer show that you so nicely helped me create and then watch it and help to tout the value of it, talking about what's on the farm, one of the things with COVID is the food supply. There seems to be a fear among many people who are going to have another situation replicated from late March, early April, when there was nothing in the stores. So this week there has been a huge raid on most of these stores, and people have said to me, well, why do you think that is? It's because it's the end of the growing season. The people who realized in the spring that the key to good food or having food is to go find your local farmer and patronize the farmer. And most of the farmers I know have had a fabulous year, not dairy farmers, but produce people have had a great year because people have come and they've bought. As a matter of fact, there's no mason jars around because people are buying them all up to can the stuff that they've been buying from the farm. It's a whole different kind of set. It's a twist on reality, but yet it is something that's so tied to COVID. And it's a good change as far as I'm concerned. But if you go into the stores now, you can see that there is, once again, people are lining up to grab as much as they can because they're afraid in the fall, late fall, early winter, they're going to have the same thing. Nobody's going to be able to find anything to buy.
Well, maybe you should start growing things as opposed to just the dairy that you deal with. You should grow toilet paper on your farm. You'll make a fortune.
I have trees, and that's what toilet paper is made from.
Yeah, right.
They do that. Go. Yeah, exactly.
But I take you seriously when you talk about the food chain. I've yeah. tapped into you for stuff like that because you have expertise in it. You're in that industry. You read the trades. You talk to other farmers. You know the lingo. Most people don't understand industries that they're not in themselves.
Right.
And
far removed from the food yeah. source. And
yeah,
I said something on the air this week that is very poignant. We're back to the Chinese again. You know, the Chinese are controlling not only the pork industry, they bought big heavily into the chicken industry, and the beef industry being controlled by their buying up farms in South America. So when you go, if you don't know this, when you go to McDonald's, you go to Burger King, you go to Wendy's, the chicken, the beef, and the pork, most of that is from companies controlled by the Chinese. Think about that as you understand what these people are doing and what we're allowing without, we don't even know. You know, you say you trust me, I'm telling you that this is a very, the food, when the Chinese control our food supply, it's curtains, folks. And they're well on their way to buying lots of land, agricultural land, big tracts of land in the South, the Midwest, the Northwest. And they have shell companies, so nobody really pays attention to who it is that really is buying up the land or who is running the processes. We are falling asleep like you wouldn't believe.
Well, not everybody's asleep. I have to tell you, many people in American business are quite aware of this and seek support from the Chinese. Mm-hmm. Seek relationships with the Chinese. Seek partnerships and business deals and selling to the Chinese.
Then you're contributing to the downfall of America.
Well, that's how we this has to start by Americans being aware of this process.
Yep.
It's not just a matter of it's not like Hitler across the English Channel with an army and he's mowing over Poland and he's mowing over France and now he's coming for us in England and the bombs are falling. It's a different kind of a warfare, but it's equally dangerous.
Very. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of October 19th to the 23rd, if you please. Compiled by the folks that run Talkers, Rush Limbaugh at number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China, to a lesser extent Russia, and the election hoo-ha with them. The Google antitrust lawsuit, big time. Well, maybe it isn't big time because they had lots of money and maybe it won't go anywhere. That's number 8. Number 7, the Pope supporting gay marriage. Number 6, racial relations and police reform. Number 5, the Supreme Court confirmation process. Let's see. Number 4, the economy. What's going on? Are we going to have a stimulus package or not? Number 3, the accusations and scandals involved in the presidential race. Number 2, COVID and all of its ancillary impact. And number 1, the presidential debate. 50 million people have already voted. Imagine that. Those are the stories from Talkers Magazine. It's 46 past the hour. In a moment, an overview of Michael Harrison's most recent conversation on the MH interview.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Geriatricians like Dr. Brandon Verdorn see the wide range of effects of chronic pain on older patients.
Anything from sleep disturbance to low mood, social isolation, functional limitations.
Minor, short-lived pain can be managed at home with ice, heat, or over-the-counter medication. If you have severe pain, persistent pain, or pain that affects function, you should see your health care provider to determine the underlying cause and develop a pain management plan.
That oftentimes involves non-medication strategies.
That might mean physical therapy, exercise, massage, or acupuncture. Medication strategies often are used too, typically starting with lower risk approaches like acetaminophen and topical medications and reserving higher risk medications for more difficult cases.
Talk to your healthcare provider, work with them to figure out what's causing the pain, and go through that process of trying different management strategies.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, go to talkers.com, and you'll see the overview, mhinterview.com. Conversation with a very, in my estimation, a very good show host, Chad Benson, who's in Phoenix. What'd you get out of him?
Got out of him a very interesting take on the business, on his history. He's a former soccer player in Europe. He comes from Southern California. He brings a rock and roll mentality. He's a 40-something guy pushing 50.
Well, we seem to have lost that connection.
Nice guy. It's a good interview.
All right. Can we try this over again? Because it seems that we've lost our connection with you during the course of that. Something went poop, and
you're
that
kidding.
Was the interview.
Am I back?
Yeah, no. Yes, you are. Oh. So tell us about Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
10-2 on Chad Benson.
Chad Benson from Southern California, a 40-something guy heading toward 50, talks the language of 25 to 54s, which is an important demographic in talk radio. He comes from rock and roll radio. He was a soccer player in Europe. He's just a really cool guy, and it's important to see who the rising stars are, and he is definitely one of them.
He's got a good sense of humor. He is not a nasty sort by any stretch of the imagination. I know him, and I like him. He's been we've broken bread a couple of times together. I enjoy his point of view.
MHinterview.com.
That's it. MH stands for Michael Harrison, that's editor good. And publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here, 10 before the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all, and they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. What countdown show would be complete without a visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college prof when it comes to law? He's teaching it to everybody. We all will be better off having lawyers trained by him so that they can maybe eventually get to the Supreme Court. Wouldn't it be nice someday if one of your students shows up in the Supreme Court? What about that? What do you think, Steve?
I think that would be pretty good.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, one person who's not going to the Supreme Court is Hunter Biden. It may be that he will end up, his case will end up there, whatever the case is. So the business of us taking a legal view at some of these stories, so what kind of trouble is he in? Is it just a scandal? Is he corrupt? What can be proven? Is his father corrupt? And all that other stuff that sort of people ask the question, well, how does Joe Biden have all this real estate if the most he's ever made was $200,000 a year? Okay, so is somebody going to take a shot at him for that legally? Is there any place to go?
Well, you know, it sounds like a lot of sizzle, but no steak there. As far as Hunter Biden goes, I'm pretty skeptical about the charges, particularly because they've already been extensively investigated by, most recently, two Republican committees in the Senate. So, you know, I don't think there's any there. You know, was it inappropriate for him to be on the board of a Ukrainian company? Probably. I don't think it pales next to the improprieties that the president has done. But, you know, the other thing is this suddenly all of this stuff around a laptop that was left a long time ago at some shop that gets turned over to Giuliani and then becomes exaggerated in social media. This is the exact playbook of Russian misinformation, and we've seen this time and time again. So I don't know about Joe Biden, although he's been investigated, you know, extensively before. But as far as Hunter Biden goes, I think this is all smokescreen.
Rudy Giuliani took the book to the hotel bedroom with him, didn't he, this week?
You know, I have not felt bad for Rudy Giuliani for a long time. However, in this thing with Sacha Baron Cohen, where, I truly don't think he did anything that was illegal. But he's got to be smarter than that. For God's sake, there are cameras, and you take someone who appears to be 15 years old into a bedroom. Rudy, come on.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right.
Yeah.
Next item of interest, more important, that Google, number 8 this week in the countdown, the Google antitrust suit. This looks like pretty potent stuff. Yes?
It is. And, you know, perhaps you and I will live long enough to see this come to some kind of conclusion. One of the easiest things in the law is to stall things. And we've seen investigations of Google before.
They can paper it and paper it and paper it for years and years and years and years.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they'll make some minor changes. One of the big things with antitrust is monopolies are not in and of themselves illegal. It's only if they harm consumers. So consumers, you know, how are consumers harmed by Google, which they get for free? You know, I read the complaint from the Justice Department, and it's quite voluminous. But one of the things they were saying is because they charge high fees for advertising, that drives up the costs of these products for consumers, and that's a stretch. Frankly, the other thing I find most interesting is usually when the federal government is challenging someone, they have more money. But here the Justice Department's antitrust division has a budget of $167 million, and Google's got billions.
Right, exactly. That's what I say. I'm involved in a situation now that has been going on for almost 2 years, an appeal to something I was doing on my farm. And it just boggles my mind how much we spent almost $200,000 with paper. These various entities here, it's just paper on top of paper, hearing on top of hearing. You can stall it, you can screw around with it. It just is so anti-purposeful. And it's your fault. So there.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least it put my kids through college.
Yeah. There you go. Proof positive. Good to have you here, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the professor from Bentley University and one of the country's leading experts on scams. Check out his website, scamicide.com, to protect yourself from getting the baddies into your space, if you will. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says despite all the complaints by Democrats, Judge Amy Coney Barrett is on her way to becoming Justice Barrett.
The Senate is doing the right thing. We're moving this nomination forward. And colleagues, by tomorrow night, we'll have a new member of the United States Supreme Court.
McConnell's remarks coming on Sunday as the Senate voted 51-48 to advance Barrett toward final confirmation, despite Democratic objections, just over a week before the presidential election. Gas prices around the country continue to fall. The average for a gallon of regular down 3 cents this week to $2.22, lower in some areas, higher in others.
The low in this sample is Houston, with regular grade averaging $1.77. And the high in San Francisco Bay Area, $3.35.
That's fuel analyst Truby Lundberg, who says she expects prices to continue to drop. Many people unemployed and fewer consumers expected to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. Organizers of the annual Davos Forum are projecting employers will split work equally between machines and workers by as early as 2025.
The projection comes as the coronavirus pandemic and the recession that it has caused accelerate ongoing changes in the labor market. In a new report, the World Economic Forum predicts that a new division of labor between humans and machine will upend and eliminate some 85 million jobs globally across 15 industries. But it also expects 97 million new roles will emerge in sectors like artificial intelligence, content creation, and the care economy involving kids and the elderly.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Dodgers beat the Rays 4-2, Game 5, to take a 3-2 lead in the World Series. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Pediatricians are urging the British government to provide free meals for poor children during the school holidays as the COVID-19 pandemic pushes more families into poverty.
Some 2,200 members of the Royal College of Pediatrics have written an open letter to Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson. It comes after the government last week rejected legislation that would have provided free meals during all school holidays until Easter. The doctors praised Marcus Rashford, a 22-year-old star soccer player for Manchester United, whose campaign helped pressure the government into providing free meals during a nationwide lockdown earlier this year. The opposition Labour Party has warned it will bring the issue back to the House of Commons if ministers do not change course. Sarah Bassett, London.
Armenia and Azerbaijan announced a third attempt to establish a truce in their conflict over the Nagorno-Karabakh starting Monday morning. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Huawei's new smartphone has an upgraded camera and a better battery, but what it may not have, at least outside of its home market of China, is very many buyers.
Huawei is running out of room to maneuver around U.S. sanctions that are squeezing its ability to source components and software. The new phone could be the last one powered by the company's homegrown chipsets because of U.S. restrictions barring non-American companies from using U.S. technology and manufacturing without a license. Analysts say the company was stockpiling chips before the ban, but that supply will eventually run out. Rich Thomason reporting.
Two of President Trump's top national security aides are heading to India for meetings, focused largely on countering China's growing global influence. And thousands took to Iraqi streets to mark 1 year since mass anti-government demonstrations swept the country. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our weekly overview of the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJB partners, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, to go through the charts for this past week, the week of October 19th to the 23rd, work done by Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry, and each week the staff studies the radio stations that are into this format, talk to hosts, listen to discussions, and that's how they come up with a list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people being discussed. I think last week we started at number 1. Sometimes I pick and choose. Sometimes we start at number 10. I suppose maybe we could spend... There is so much conversation about the presidential race, and because this is a review of the hot hits in talk radio, maybe we ought to start there. What are the takeaways, ladies, Jennifer and Victoria, the takeaways from the final Trump-Biden debate?
From the final debate, I think that there was a clear winner this time. From my perspective, President Trump, by and large, won this debate. He maintained his cool, his calm, his composure. He was more disciplined than he was in debate number one. And he did something masterfully, and that is he was able to talk about his own achievements while still landing a few punches on the Obama-Biden administration and certainly what Biden has said it will be his platform moving forward if he wins. The question is it too little too late? Have people already made up their minds?
How many people have voted
really
already?
As we go into the weekend. 7 million, yeah.
How many?
Almost 48 million, I guess, now. Yeah, the number is going up and up because...
So that's one-third of all the people who are eligible to vote in this country have voted
two-thirds
already.
Two-thirds will still have... Exactly. Two-thirds of the people still have to make up their mind and decide if they're going to vote at all. And really what this does, I think,
Decide we're going to vote at all? What do you mean two-thirds of the people?
There are a lot of people who will either vote on election day or who will not show up. And so my point here is that this debate is probably less about changing people's minds because, let's be honest, most people have their minds made up at this point. But I think what it does is it drives enthusiasm. So for those people who said, well, maybe I might go vote for Trump or maybe I might go vote for Biden, a debate like this happening a week and a half before Election Day is one of those things that can drive people to the polls, saying, I need to get out there. And Donald Trump did something that he had to do, and that was shine the light on a story that the mainstream news media has totally ignored in terms of Biden's connections to China, Ukraine, how he's enriched himself, allegedly, at least that's the accusation. And the media has not been able to cover that story. And so I think the president had to do that while he had the eyes of the nation. And I think he did it without getting angry, kind of tweaked and in that tone where people just don't listen to him because he just sounds like he's got an accent by
I turn him up.
He was able not to not do that, actually, during this last debate.
All right, Victoria, what's your take?
Well, I mean, to be fair, Jen, you thought that he won the first debate, too, which only 15% of Republicans even thought that he won that. But, there are multiple polls. This from all accounts, yes, this was a much better performance, a much more civil debate. There are multiple polls show that Biden clearly won the debate. So it just depends on who what team you're on. And that's essentially where everybody is now. It's just, you have your team and that's it.
Of having these? I mean,
I don't think it's going to move the needle at all. I think people are I've said this forever. I stand by it. Anyone who claims that they're undecided at this point is just too embarrassed to say who they're voting for, whether they're voting for Trump or Biden. That's it. No one is undecided in this.
It seems to me that the important part of this, frankly, as we get closer to the election, is the foreign tampering. The Chinese, the Russians.
Russians have been busted numerous times in the last few weeks of hacking into local elections. They have they have voter data. They are responsible. The Russians are responsible. I know Trump always wants to put all the focus on China, but the Russians are the ones who are hacking into our election system.
I don't think that's what Trump did this week because his administration came out and held a press conference on Wednesday evening alerting people to the fact that both Russia and
but
Iran,
has he changed
not even
his point
China,
of view, Jennifer,
but
he's been very supportive of Putin anyway.
People in the tech world have known for a while, and I think that he has been reluctant to actually come out and say, all right, yeah, it's Russia that's
doing
it.
He has not been. I think that is such a lie. It's a lie that has been told to you, Dougie, and I know that you're smarter than
that. I'm looking at a picture of the two of them right now, Jennifer.
Right. There are pictures of a lot of world leaders who have been shaking hands. I mean, it was Obama who said, I'll help you after the election, after he was caught on a hot mic. But if you look at the actions, the output of the administration, this administration has been tougher on Russia than any administration in the last 40 years. And I would include, and that would actually include Reagan, the sanctions, all of that. Since Reagan, this has been
then
the
why are they
the
so
sanctions
involved
started
in
under
our
Obama
election.
Because they were hacking into the last
why
election.
Why are they involving themselves in our election? Why do the Russians and
well, they
don't
want Biden to win. That's
because
for sure.
They benefit from the chaos that
but
is now being.
But the Chinese would like Biden to win if you believe all the stuff that's coming
from his
opponents.
From your thing, you said let's not make it about China. So I'm just telling you factually this week, there was a press conference that was about Iran, which actually put together a letter-writing campaign to people to threaten who they vote for.
That's true.
And Russia. So both of those things were brought up by the administration, who is apparently in bed with Russia, brought up to the public's attention so that they were told, if you get any of these threatening letters, go and vote anyway, send these letters to local law enforcement, so that they gave people a plan of action in case case they were being victimized by this.
Number nine on the countdown this week, to move around a little bit, is the focus on our relationship, mostly with China, but Russia as well. I thought it was interesting that Edward Snowden, remember him? The intelligence contractor, who revealed back in 2013, my God, it's been 7 years, wow, the government was spying on you. He lived in exile in Russia, and this week was given a full and permanent residency there. So what kind of he still wants to come back to the U.S.
What, you know, Russia, when you look at all of these hacking groups, this is so within Snowden's wheelhouse.
Yep.
So you've got an American,
I've said that all along,
an expat
Snowden
living
doing
there,
it. Yep.
Living in pretty luxurious accommodations,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, and living completely untouched, you know, goes about his business. What other American can do that? No one. So if he's not working for the Russian government against us, all this hacking that goes into all of the elections, we know that the data breaches have been, it's numerous data breaches now of voter registration information. There's no way. I mean, I smell a rat, and it's Snowden. I'm not making
China?
This guy a hero.
Do we?
I know
well,
a lot
I'm
of
glad
people want
to. This stuff. I'm glad. I don't know if he's a hero or not, but I'm glad to have known. The information that got leaked was important for Americans,
yeah,
whether they held on to it or not. But
so gray area when it comes to Snowden, because it's like part of it is, yes, whistleblowers play an important role, but the other thing that he's done is so damaging. I mean,
yeah.
You can't.
A lot of people got hurt with
that.
Yep.
Right.
All right, we'll move along because there is a lot of meat here. COVID may be in our focus next, 14 after the hour, on the overview of this week's countdown.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprise bills.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. It's called Gamma Knife Surgery, but there's no cutting involved.
Gamma Knife Radiosurgery is the precise delivery of radiation to some imaging-defined target. And so we're able to treat benign malignant tumors within the brain as well as vascular malformations.
Dr. Bruce Pollack says it's been used at Mayo Clinic for 30 years as an alternative to open brain surgery.
We're performing an outpatient-based procedure that doesn't require an incision, has no risks of infections.
Patient's head is held still during the procedure with a head frame, which also serves as a map for the radiation. Using 3D imaging, typically an MRI as a guide, the gamma knife is targeted directly at the tumor.
The mechanical accuracy of the device is measured as a fraction of a millimeter.
And with no hospital stay and minimal side effects, it's a procedure that is efficient and can be life-saving. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, I want to move into something because the discussion of the COVID takes more than a couple of minutes, and we've got just a couple of minutes here before we have to move aside for local information. So number seven this week, the Pope, some describe it as a bombshell endorsement of gay marriage or same-sex civil unions. I think that's the term that was used.
Right.
With all the evidence suggesting that the Pope made the remarks actually a year or so ago. Now, what if you're
Catholic? Yeah, it only came out, I think, because of that documentary.
Yeah,
on right. him that just debuted this week.
Yeah, it was at the Rome Film Festival.
Yeah. All right. So, is this something that ought to be? There's a whoop whoop whoopee here, or it's just okay.
I read
move
a story
on.
About how they were surprised. I think it was either one of the filmmakers or someone involved with the Rome Film Festival that they were surprised that this was even like some sort of bombshell because the Pope has said stuff like this before when he was a bishop. So I think there was. Obviously, the media picked up on it and ran with it as a new story. We all thought it was a new story as well in covering it because maybe we weren't watching every action of the Pope before he was actually the Pope. But many people were saying we didn't think this was going to be that big of a deal at all because he's been pretty consistent when he has said this in the past. So
yeah. All right. Well, he's pretty consistent anyway. How is he doing health-wise? How is he doing? How do people see his tenure as Pope continuing? He's been one of the better popes, it would seem. In my
Isn't he also one of the younger ones?
When he was 60-something when he got in, right, wasn't he?
I don't know. I just thought that he was younger than the last couple ones.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Jen would probably know that better. Than
whenever I think of that, all I can think of is the movie that Tom Hanks was in about the Catholic Church and who almost became the Pope. He's actually been a couple of those movies, haven't there?
That was when he did Angels and Demons was the one you're talking about.
Yes.
And then the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, right. That must be time for another one. All right. So that's
and
the
he's
story.
83, so that's how
he's 83 now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow, I didn't know he was that old. He looks good.
Yeah, he does look good. Must be taking a lot of supplements. Yeah. Or eating.
He's not my favorite. I think he gets way too political.
What do you want him to do?
I'm a John Paul girl. John Paul II. That's
really?
Who I was raised with as Pope, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, but isn't it time to be relevant?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's necessarily the step that this Pope is taking. He just gets involved in a lot of politics. And I don't know, I think there should be places where people can go to rest from politics, and I think we've talked about this before, and
the
there's
church disagreement. Should be one of them, yeah.
Sports, maybe Hollywood, I think, should be a place. Religion, where it should be
that's
matters
a good
of
point.
Faith more than
where do you go to get out? Where do you go to get away from politics these days? That's
TV,
a very good
Netflix.
Question.
Sleep. I go to bed is
yeah,
where
right.
I go.
Night-night. Yeah. Oh, well, don't go away. More coming up, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing. And playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our focus on the charts for the week of October 19th to the 23rd on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here, going through the top 10. The next item of interest here, COVID, all the health projections, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was reading a review, ladies, of the super spreader events. The Rose Garden ceremony certainly comes into the category, and the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, North Dakota. Is it North Dakota, South Dakota? Anyway, all of these things, the things that are, have big gatherings. We're trying to teach people. I'm looking at a picture from a beer hall that was taken at a rally last week, and there isn't one person in this. And it's at the, I'm looking at the Full Throttle Saloon. It's another rally for bikers. There wasn't one person. There are hundreds in this beer hall. Not one had a mask on.
Of course not. Bikers don't wear masks. That's a thing.
Okay. So is that one of their, like, wearing a vest that says hawkers or something on the back of it? Is that a standard?
I don't know, but
industry?
There are motorcycle gangs or groups or whatever you want to call them that are around here, and they have a bunch of rallies in New Jersey where I am. Not a single one of them wears a mask. It's a biker thing, you know.
All right. So what we learned this week was that mouthwash could inactivate human coronavirus, for me that was a godsend. I thought that was fabulous information. You want to review it, Victoria or Jennifer? What really was said, this is too bad we didn't know this 6-8 months ago.
It's a Penn State study that was released that said that things like a neti pot or saline rinse or diluted baby shampoo used to rinse your sinuses or mouthwash can actually prevent the virus from taking hold in your system. So if you make it a practice to consistently use these products, they will rinse away the coronavirus instead of letting it attach to your mucosa and then start to spread. So that's the idea behind it. And the study says that it's 99.99% effective,
right,
in killing the coronavirus.
Where's the CDC?
Regularly.
Where's the government here telling people this? Why are we getting it from a third level source? You know, there is a warning from the CDC this winter, COVID could become an epidemic. So why don't you tell people in the same breath? But you could eliminate it.
If you fearmonger, you can control people. Are you not getting that? It's 8 months in. This is what's happening. Is the more people are scared, the more control the government can have. It's frightening.
Well, but Trump's running the government. Why doesn't he put a stop to it if he's the...
I think he should be talking about this all day long, but the problem is when he talks about stuff like this, people jump all over him. I think it should be up to the cities, the counties, the states to be talking about this in a really active way. I mean, we have a governor in my state of California that has a roadmap to how to chew when you're in a restaurant. So you put your mask on, you take a bite, you put your mask back up again. Why wouldn't they put this information out and say, hey, here's some things that you can do so that you don't feel so afraid? But
yeah,
that's counterintuitive.
It isn't preventative. It's how do you deal? Like the buses. Remember, I talked this week about the buses traveling around, no mask, no ride, you know, that kind of stuff, public transportation. So, in the same vein, why don't you have big announcements that say, rinse with, I'm looking, and now that this is out, somebody's going to pick up on it and go to the drugstore. You probably won't find any. They'll probably empty the shelves of that stuff, but that's okay. So be it. If that's a way of us getting sort of back to normal and eliminating this problem in our systems. It just seems, anyway, so also that Fauci and the CDC warning people about Thanksgiving, don't have Thanksgiving, basically, isn't it what they said? Don't have a big gathering.
Well, Fauci has been warning people against traveling for traveling long distance for Thanksgiving. He said, you know, people should not be flying to see relatives or whatever for Thanksgiving. So, you know, everyone, I think, is just going to have to make a choice for themselves.
Our local guidelines say that you can have Thanksgiving, but only with three families, and you have to do it outdoors.
Uh-huh. Outdoors and Thanksgiving, 28 after the hour.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all, and they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Fall is the best time to plant. Cooler evenings and warmer soil makes a super combination for growing. What a great time it is to plant. Gold Leaf Nursery's fall sale is on now. Take 30, 40, and 50% off ground covers, shrubs, and trees. The fall sale is going on now at Gold Leaf Nursery. You don't want to miss the savings. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Don't miss the fall sale going on now at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to thank all who participated in the Iron Soldier Ride October 4th. It was a great turnout, and you helped us raise funds necessary to feed veterans at the holidays and pay for shipping of packages for our troops. Special thanks to Steve McCarley and everyone at Redding Yamaha Ski-Doo, plus all the generous sponsors. At this time, we'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support. That number again, 378-2280.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back into our fold here. It's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the issues of the week, according to the surveys at Talkers.com. You can find these lists every week at Talkers.com. Find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there as well. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan as we bounce around through the issues. Number three this week on the countdown list are all the accusations, the scandals, the corruption, the finger-pointing at Biden because of his loose cannon son, the finger-pointing at Trump because he had a Chinese bank account. And I emphasize here, it's not on, I didn't realize that it was closed in 2013.
So a couple of things. First of all, just to be fair here, this is not a scandal about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is a loser and has a lot of explaining to do, but he's the middleman. The reason that the Biden scandal is important is because there are people who are now saying that Biden has been enriching himself by using his position in the government to leverage deals with our adversaries. So it's, yes, Hunter Biden's a loser. Yes, there's pictures of him doing drugs and with underage prostitutes. That's all true. But let's talk about what should really concern us, and that he's being used as sort of a middleman between his dad and foreign governments. That's the part of the scandal that is should be consumed, I believe. As far as Trump's tax scandals go, Trump's tax scandal, in air quote, was addressed during the last debate this week. And President Trump said that that was not a new story that came out. In fact, that this bank account with China that allegedly a secret was actually on his presidential disclosure form, which is, you know, 15, 25 pages, whatever it is, of every business dealing that you've had leading up to the presidency. And he also said that that bank account was closed down in 2013. So, you know, again,
2015, yeah.
Decided.
But the weird thing is, if Trump's answer on this was very kind of murky. And he said, well, it's before I ran for president and I was thinking about doing business. Okay, so if you're thinking about doing business in China, why do you owe $200,000 in local taxes to China then?
I'm glad we both agree. I agree with the transparency, and I applaud the fact that the media actually covers all of the stories about Trump, whether they're based in fact or not. They've spent 3.5 years covering stories that have had no facts, just accusations, and they've levied them at the president. Asking the news media
the
to do the same thing
out,
with Hunter
like
Biden and
true.
Joe Biden.
That's what happened. When the accusations are made, people think it's the front page. And when those accusations, no matter what the circumstance, whether it's this or hundreds of thousands of other circumstances where you're accused of something on the front page and the retraction is on page 30. So in that way,
three and a half years of that, not a piece of evidence after everybody says, oh, we've seen it. We've got anonymous sources.
Watching the debate on Thursday night a little bit, there was a civility there that I hadn't seen for a while. And whether he's performing, because he certainly knows how to perform, or whether he realizes that, you know, let's see if it lasts, that he can't keep doing what he's doing to piss everybody off, basically. That's more the reason that people, I think with the average person, Victoria, I know that you don't like him for any number of reasons, and I get it. I don't like him for a number of reasons either, but there are some things that I find salient. So when you think about, can people change? Will they really change? Can he get along? Does he have to be in your face to get his point across? A lot of people think that's his MO. He's been doing it. You're a New Yorker. He's been doing it for as long as he's been in business. He gets in everybody's face and he browbeats them and pushes them around and bullies them into submission. And You know, that's not the way to get things done.
Well,
so is
sorry,
that the
you...
reason? Is that the reason that nothing is getting done? Does it make a difference?
But see, that's
who's
not
sitting
true.
In the chair? It is true, Jennifer.
This
the
is,
average
this is
person
the deal.
Doesn't want to have somebody who points his finger at person and who's president and says, "You're a dummy. You're stupid.
This
you're
president
an
has been gone after and investigated and resisted. Just wait. Let me just finish my. Just let
himself.
Me finish my statement.
I'm not talking about the investigation.
His output of his administration has been incredible. Middle East peace agreement,
that's
no terror
point.
On
I'm not
what
making
he
that
does.
Point.
So it's about what he does.
I'll give you all of that.
So would
I'm
you rather have someone who's rough around
person,
the edges but actually gets good things done?
But they,
or would
but
you rather have
things
someone
done with other people? He's getting things done on
what
his
other
own,
people
if
are
you
talking
will.
About?
I'm talking about Congress. I'm talking about the Senate.
Do you think that Congress is willing to work with the president right now?
I don't think they're willing. They were ever willing to work with him, frankly.
Okay, so
attitude,
again,
I
he's been
think,
able to get a lot done. I mean, my point is this, would you rather have someone that is rough around the edges, that is actually able to get things done, even under the worst circumstances, or would you rather have someone who makes you feel like he's folksy, but yet he's stabbing you in the back and taking money from China?
You know what, I would rather have somebody who is really qualified and knew how to do the job, and neither one of these guys has it as far as I'm concerned. These people who are now the supposedly the best choices we have, it's abysmal. Looking at some of the choices. I was looking at what was going on up in Maine, by the way, the status of the senator who's been there for quite a long time, and then this woman, Sarah Gideon, who's running against her. Susan Collins has raised about $40 million, and Sarah Gideon has brought in over $60 million from outside the state. So you know that the Democratic machine, which is something that's wrong
look
with our
system.
Look at
the guy
system,
running against Lindsey Graham. He's made like $80 million, and it's all
yeah.
coming from outside of South Carolina.
Yeah. Anyway, Victoria, you've been silent.
I'm just listening. Well, I have nothing to add. Is there a question
right.
that you want me to answer?
No, I just want to make sure you feel like you've been heard, and we'll move on. Supreme Court number 5, the confirmation process. Here's another example, in my mind, of not finding the most qualified, but somebody who checks off all the boxes to a point. And whether she will be good or not, I think there are many more people out there who are much better than she is, wouldn't have the controversial background to consider, and have more experience. I think she is a horrible choice for the Supreme Court for all of those reasons. And just why in the world do we keep going to the bottom? We're on a race to the bottom of the barrel.
I can't believe this.
Why?
She's very well qualified, and she also demonstrates the tone that you say you like. And by the way, after people watched the hearings the week before last, the number of people in the country who want to see her confirmed is actually more than the majority now.
You know how I am about religion? You know how I am about religion and people wearing it on their sleeves.
You understand that
disqualifies
people are capable,
her as far as I'm concerned.
But just she doesn't necessarily wear it on her sleeve. She's been tacked with it as someone who, I mean, this is what they're using against her.
Did she deny it when asked the question?
She's a Catholic.
I'm not holding that against her, but what about all those other groups?
Do you want people to say, I'm not really Muslim, I'm not really a Jew? I mean, she's a Catholic. That's what she is.
I want to know what else there is there, though, with some of these groups. Is that true or not true that she has supported or belonged to some very questionable groups in terms of points of view?
There's some
the Knights of Columbus?
No.
Go ahead. No.
They're extreme
name,
Catholic groups, and I forget the name of it now too. But she lived with the guy who's the head of it, and that she was a handmaiden. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff. Jen, you can read about
it. I have not heard any of that.
Google it. It's everywhere. That's what the women are called in this group, in this sect that she belonged with. She lived with the family, the guy who was the founder of it. You can easily look that up. It's been everywhere.
Let me ask you this. If a woman like Ilhan Omar, who wears a scarf over her head, should she be allowed to be in Congress? Is she capable?
I'm not saying she's obviously ruled by
a certain ideology, so we should get her out, right?
I'm not saying that Amy Coney Barrett should not be allowed to be Catholic. I'm just saying when Doug's talking about wearing it on your sleeve, there is a lot of stuff there that the average person, I was baptized Catholic, I grew up Catholic. The average person, when you look at the kind of stuff that her family, that she was into, it makes you scratch your head because it's kind of extremist. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. It doesn't. My only beef with her, I don't like that. I don't like the legal precedents that she set. But I also do not think, after she's only been a judge for 3 years, I don't think that she's qualified to be on the Supreme Court. My argument ends right there. She's only she doesn't have enough experience.
That and the wearing of stuff on her sleeve. There's got to be more people around who are qualified. And where are the people in the middle? We're not supposed to. The Constitution doesn't say find somebody of your political stripe and throw them in the Supreme Court. It says find the most, somehow or other, the most qualified jurist. And the most qualified, in my mind anyway, is somebody who doesn't wear anything on their sleeve other than a long sleeve cotton shirt. That's it. I don't want to have religion, politics. I don't want to know from your politics or from your religion. I want to know that the rulings that you've had the opportunity to make a decision on have been made in a fair and balanced way according to your peers. That's what I want to know. And I don't see it. I don't smell it. I don't think it when it comes to this woman. I just don't. People List from Talkers Magazine. The folks at Talkers do a lot of research, talking to talk radio hosts, listening to programs, talking to the people that run the stations to get this list. On the People List this week, at number 10, Rush Limbaugh. At number 9, Xi Jinping from China. Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg tied for number 8. The Pope is at 7. Amy Coney Barrett is at 6. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell tied for 5. Dr. Fauci is 4. Hunter Biden and Rudy Giuliani. Now, there's a pair. They're paired up at number 3. Imagine the two of them together. Whew. All right, number 2 is Hunter's dad, Joe Biden, and number 1 is Donald Trump, as you might imagine. All of these reflections, again, from the work by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Really pretty interesting how these lists develop every week. So you've got it here in your ear for the week of October 19th to the 23rd. I'm Doug Steffen.
Today, lighting is much more than just illumination. Your lighting and other electric devices can now do more and seamlessly revolve around your routines. Lisa McLear is with GE Lighting, a Savant company.
Our See by GE smart home portfolio includes smart bulbs. These bulbs can help you set schedules based on your own unique routines. For instance, say you never want to come home to a dark house. Simply set the bulbs to turn on at dusk. Or you can set the bulbs to turn off after you leave the house, so you can save money on your electric bill. See by GE also features smart switches, which can control both ordinary and smart bulbs. Our smart switches are controlled through our app or your voice or touch. Also, our smart plug makes lamps and other electric devices smart, giving you more control and convenience.
McLear adds that many smart bulbs feature the Energy Star label. Visit your nearest Walmart or Walmart.com for See by GE's full line of smart lighting products. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all, and they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of October 19th to the 23rd, if you please. Compiled by the folks that run Talkers. Rush Limbaugh at number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China, to a lesser extent Russia, and the election hoo-ha with them. The Google antitrust lawsuit, big time. Well, maybe it isn't big time because they got lots of money and maybe it won't go anywhere. That's number 8. Number 7, the Pope supporting gay marriage. Number 6, racial relations and police reform. Number 5, the Supreme Court confirmation process. Let's see. Number 4, the economy. What's going on? Are we going to have a stimulus package or not? Number 3, the accusations and scandals involved in the presidential race. Number 2, COVID and all of its ancillary impact. And number 1, the presidential debate. 50 million people have already voted. Imagine that. Those are the stories from Talkers Magazine. Okay, let's get to the situation with race and more people black and of color getting COVID. That seems to be one of the issues. Then there's the relationship the police have. It's a very interesting. In my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, new police chief, two black men are in the offing. One of them is a veteran of the department who's a very good police officer, and I think he ought to be the chief. But they brought in somebody from Baltimore who was the chief of police there, who's trying to get out of town.
Well, clearly Baltimore has it right. So
can you imagine? I mean, the mayor here is just trying to stack the deck for her local guy because she likes him because he's black, but he is actually a good cop. The other, and he had a lot of sport in the rank and file. But the second guy, nobody knows, there's no transparency. Nobody knows how this guy got to be number 2 on the list. But, you know, the questions have been asked about whether these two candidates are here because there has been some unrest, and will a black police chief make a difference? What's the answer to that? Does a black police chief make a difference in cities where there is unrest?
A good police chief makes a difference.
Yeah. Right, that's what I'd say. But in this circumstance, you know, like isn't there the black woman in Chicago who's made a mess of things there? Wasn't that the same
kind
of story?
There's a black mayor there, but I don't know.
I think there's a black police chief, too.
Maybe.
It's a guy.
It was a guy. But
is it a guy? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, see, I stand to be corrected. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, 10 before the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Feeling groovy.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In September, we're talking to all your favorite archetypes. Everyone from law enforcement to stage performers. And in October, we're celebrating Halloween all month long by looking at different literary monsters every episode.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book, now is the time to check us out. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 53 after the hour. Review of the top five tech stories. It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. In this segment of the broadcast, a look at the top five items from number five to number one, starting with the new launch at Apple Music, Victoria.
Well, for anyone who misses watching music videos on MTV, because we know they haven't played any for a long time, Apple Music has launched Apple Music TV. So they are trying now to take over what once was pretty much exclusive to MTV. This is 24 hours live streaming of popular music videos, and you can watch in the browse tabs on the Apple Music app and on the Apple TV app. And they are trying to go up against YouTube, which is now the spot where if you really want to watch music videos from your favorite artist, YouTube really kind of has the dominance there.
Do you want to? Do you have the desire to
Sure, I love watching music videos.
Do you?
Yeah. I think there are so many artists. Lady Gaga's videos especially I really love. They're so creative, and I think that they're just like little works of art. I think Taylor Swift does great videos. So, yeah, it depends on who the artist is, but there's still a lot of money being put into music videos, and I think having Apple Music TV be the new outlet for that, I think it's great.
Why Quibi didn't work? Then, because Quibi. That's a short video, sort of Quibi that. Thank you, Quibi.
Well, you know what? The truth is, Quibi would have been smart to air music videos, but they were way too highbrow, and I think they tried to be smarter and cooler than anyone in the room, and everyone just gave up on it.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Number
After
four.
6 months, it's done.
What can we get for $6.99 a month from Google, Victoria?
Google has a new thing called Google Photos, and this is kind of a cool thing. If you're tired of having all of your photos just sitting in your smartphone and you never actually get to enjoy them or have them on display, this is a new service for $6.99 a month. Google will use machine learning to automatically select 10 of your best photos each month, and then they print them out and send them right to your door. So you can prioritize how the algorithm chooses them. You can say if you want people and pets or landscapes or a little bit of everything, and so they'll all come to you either on a postcard or a standard 4x6 inch. And you can also, as part of the premium print service for Google Photos, they're adding same-day printing services to Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart. So you can choose whatever your monthly photos are and then pick them up same day, which is kind of cool. I think this is something people have been, you know, during the pandemic and quarantine, a lot of people have been doing, you know, home projects and DIY, like scrapbooking and photo books and things like that have really gone, have become more popular. So I think this is kind of the right time for Google Photos to launch this service.
All right, let's see what is going on at Philips, the light bulb company. They're more than that, but that's how people know them.
Right. So Signify is the parent company behind Philips Hue, and that's H-U-E. I'm sure you've seen all these. You're right, they light bulbs mainly, but they do make a lot of electronics. And they're in the news this week because they're recalling the power supplies that shipped with six of their outdoor lights because over concerns of shocking people with electricity. The power supplies can short circuit due to water leakage, and so you know, if you're touching anything, if you touch the power supply when it's wet, you could actually find yourself in a predicament. So the power supplies are being recalled for 21,000 defective units that were sold in the U.S. alone. It's the Lily and Lily XL spotlights. These are all outdoor lights, by the way. The Cala and Cala Large pedestal lights, and the Econic pedestal lights, and the Impress pedestal lights. So if you have any of those outdoor Philips Hue systems, you might want to check this out. The power supplies were shipped between 2018 and 2020, And they, again, this is 21,000 defective units. So Signify has set up a website so you can go and check to see if you do need a new one. And they say, in the meantime, you unplug everything and do not use these lights until you get the new power supply to so you don't get shocked.
All right, number two has to do with a new deal from Whole Foods.
Yep, Amazon Prime subscribers now get free one-hour grocery pickup at every single Whole Foods across the country. This is 487 stores now. They've been testing this out for months, and they have now launched officially. Orders that cost more than $35 are eligible for free pickup and no extra service charges. Thousands of items from Whole Foods, produce, meat and seafood, other staples, things like that. Amazon says that they found that the trend of curbside pickup is going to continue even after the pandemic has passed. They cite research that shows 68% of people plan to continue using curbside pickup services even when it's safe to go back into the grocery store on a regular basis.
Uh-huh. And number one, Google back again, not for any good reason.
Right. Now, some bad news for Google. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, claiming that the company holds an illegal monopoly with its search engine. The lawsuit accuses Google of harming consumers with its business contracts and agreements by stifling competition. This is going to literally be dragged out for years and years. Google is worth more than $1 trillion, and this is going to be in the courts forever.
The overview of technology, thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Today, lighting is much more than just illumination. Your lighting and other electric devices can now do more and seamlessly revolve around your routines. Lisa McLear is with GE Lighting, a Savant company.
Our See by GE smart home portfolio includes smart bulbs. These bulbs can help you set schedules based on your own unique routines. For instance, say you never want to come home to a dark house. Simply set the bulbs to turn on at dusk. Or you can set the bulbs to turn off after you leave the house so you can save money on your electric bill. See by GE also features smart switches, which can control both ordinary and smart bulbs. Our smart switches are controlled through our app or your voice or touch. Also, our smart plug makes lamps and other electric devices smart, giving you more control and convenience.
McLear adds that many smart bulbs feature the Energy Star label. Visit your nearest Walmart or Walmart.com for See by GE's full line of smart lighting products. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump kept up his campaign schedule with stops in New Hampshire and Maine on Sunday.
For the last 4 years, you've seen me fight for you, and now I'm relying on you to deliver another historic victory for our country.
In Londonderry, New Hampshire, Mr. Trump noted that Joe Biden made a pretty big mistake at the end of their last debate with his comments about oil.
He was doing all right. He was getting through it, and then all of a sudden it came out, the oil. And he wants to transition. He wants to transition. I said, okay, are you listening, Texas? Are you listening, Pennsylvania?
9 days until Election Day. Out west, hundreds of thousands of Californians lost power as utilities sought to prevent the chance of their equipment sparking wildfires. And the fire-weary state braced for a new bout of dry, windy weather. More than 1 million people were expected to be in the dark Monday, as many as 360,000 customers in 36 counties expected to be affected by the planned outages in Northern California, another 71,000 in the South. National Weather Service issuing red flag warnings for much of the state. Fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg says the price at the pump continues to fall.
Gasoline prices are dropping a little faster than before. This has been a drop of 3 cents in the past 2 weeks, and the new price is $2.22. per gallon.
And Lundberg says with fewer people on the roads and less people expected to travel over Thanksgiving, prices at the pump could go lower. Newly formed Tropical Storm Zeta barely advancing in the Western Caribbean, but forecasters say it poses the risk of a rain-heavy hurricane for Mexico's resort dotted Yucatan Peninsula. The system was centered about 260 miles southeast of Cozumel Island in Mexico, with top sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Overseas, the Spanish government declared a national state of emergency that includes an overnight curfew in hopes of not repeating the near collapse of the country's hospital.
Well, the state of emergency is a legal mechanism which allows the central government to take measures that it would not normally be able to take, especially concerning the restriction of movement of Spaniards. So this state of emergency is being used, for example, to introduce a curfew across the country, everywhere apart from the Canary Islands. And also, it will give some powers to local governments, allowing them, for example, to restrict movement between one region and another. Movement between regions has been a problem when it comes to infections in Spain during this second wave. So that's something that the government is very interested in stopping.
Thanks to the BBC's Guy Hedgeco for that report. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Fiat Chrysler's hired about 4,100 Detroit residents, and with most to be employed at a new auto plant on the city's east side.
The auto giant is obliged to employ at least 3,850 Detroit residents at the Mack Assembly Plant under a deal with the city to develop the land where the plant is being built. If the remaining 250 workers are not employed at Mack, they could be sent to work at another Fiat Chrysler plant in Detroit or the suburbs. Under the $108 million land development deal between Fiat Chrysler and the city, the automaker said it would give Detroit residents first crack at applying for good-paying jobs at its new plant.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. Mayor Mike Duggan says pay will start at $17 per hour and could climb to as high as $28. Dollars per hour. You can check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time around with Paul Dubov as Frank Race, and then Peggy Allenby stars as Detective Phyllis Coe. Before we travel back to the mid-1930s to check out the Phil Coe Mysteries, we open with a syndicated adventure series which debuted in the spring of 1949. For the first few months, the title role was handled by veteran radio and announcer Tom Collins. Although he departed the show, indeed replaced by Dubov, Tony Barrett as sidekick Mark Donovan stuck around. They'll be joined in this example by Gene Bates, Gerald Moore, Michael Ann Barrett, Wilms Herbert, and Bill Johnstone. It's from November 28th of 1949.
The Adventures of Frank Race, starring Paul Dubov, with Tony Barrett as Mark Donovan.
war changed many things, the face of the earth and the people on it. Before the war, Frank Race worked as an attorney, but he traded his law books for the cloak and dagger of the OSS. And when it was over, his former life was over too. Adventure had become his business. The Adventures of Frank Race.
It had been a hot day in Paris, hot and clammy. And now with the coming of night, a thunderstorm crouched above the city, snarling and slashing at everything beneath it. It was a storm worth watching. So Mark Donovan and I had satisfied ourselves with the shelter of an awning that covered a sidewalk cafe on Rue Marc Cadet Poissonnier.
Oh, brother, ain't this something. Not a cab in sight.
There just aren't very many cabs in Paris these days, Marcus. Particularly around the Marché Puce.
Hey, the lights.
That one must have hit a power station.
Holy cow, it's blacker than a coal miner's pocket.
Well, the rain's beginning to slacken. I almost hate to see it stop.
Race, did you get up?
No, why?
And somebody just sat down at this table. Somebody who ain't saying a word.
Oh?
Look on your cigarette lighter. You'll get a gander at this party.
No. No, do not make a light. It would be dangerous.
Dangerous? To whom?
To a man who thinks you are his friend. If your name is Race.
I'm Race. Who's the man?
Dr. Amarant.
Amarant? Of course I'm his friend. Where is he?
Across the street, lying in the doorway. He saw you stop here while it was still light. You and your companion.
He's hurt.
They shot him. He cannot walk. He thought that maybe you would help him get to his hotel.
Of course I'll help him. I wouldn't wait.
Hey, what do you know? The lights are on again. You know...
Mark's whistle was for the girl. And it takes plenty of puck or two to pucker the Donovan lips. But this one had it. Dark hair cut short and curling. Full lips. A breathtaking sort of face.
You will go to him now?
Yes, and you?
I thought I would find a fiat to move him.
Go with her, Mark.
Oh, sure, sure. What's a fiat?
The carriage. Go along with her. Wait a second.
What is it?
Your name. I don't believe I heard you mention it.
Janine. Janine Renault.
I crossed the street to the doorway she had pointed out. Dr. Amaran. It was a name that brought back a poignant memory.
Who is it?
It's all right, Amaran.
Race.
Yes.
Race, thank heaven. I thought I knew you when I saw you stop. I told myself it had to be you. Because, Race, I'm in trouble.
As I remember it, Amaran, we've been in trouble before.
You talked to Janine.
She and Mark Donovan have gone for a fiac. Where are you staying, Amaran?
Square Clignancourt.
Well, we shouldn't have too much difficulty getting you there, even without...
What is it, Race?
Someone outside. Several men.
And they found me?
Who are the Amaran?
I don't know, Ace. I don't know. They must be hounding me because of something from the past. What are they doing now, huh?
They seem to be talking it over. They... No, no, they're coming up the steps.
A gun. Do you have one, Ace?
No gun, unfortunately.
Oh, help me up.
Come on.
We must get into the house before it's too late.
It is already too late, Amaran.
In the shadows behind his flashlight, he could have been an ape. An ape in a Chesterfield coat. There were three more behind him, silent, lethal barriers to anyone's peace of mind.
I told you it'd do no good to run, Amaran.
Perhaps not, Luca. But this time the odds are more in my favor. This time, I have a friend.
We are taking you, Amaran. Friend or no friend.
Luca meant what he said, and he had the means to carry it through. So instead of trying to dicker, I ground a shoe into his shin and slammed the short left hook to his jaw. He went back against the others, and I tried jamming to shut the door, but they piled back against me with a lot of weight, a lot of slugging, until finally...
That takes care of him. And now, Amaran, we take care of you.
I came out of it to the realization that someone was bending over me. Someone wearing a perfume that for the moment made me forget the big throb that was my head.
Ah, you are going to be all right, Race.
Janine, how's Amaran?
He is not here. There is no one here but you and me.
What about Mark Dunham?
still looking for a carriage. When we could not find one, I got worried and came back. What happened here?
There were just too many of them. Let me try sitting up.
What is it? You have not been shot?
No, I have an idea. I was kicked after I was knocked cold.
Perhaps some cognac would help.
Or something like it.
Well, there is a bar in Square Clignancourt. We could walk to it from here. You could lean on me if you like.
Merci. Merci beaucoup. Looking at her across a table in the bar took some of the fog from my brain. And this was not by candlelight, but in the uncompromising glare of an electric bulb right above us.
It is good to sit down, no? This is not much of a place.
It's very good, Don. I can't even talk straight. It's very good to sit down. I'm quite contented being here.
Grace, who is Liesl Krüger?
Oh, a beautiful woman. She's no longer alive.
Oh. And you are in love with her?
Yes. She died trying to help me.
What was she like?
Lovely and warm, and she was a lot like you.
Thank you, Ray.
What has Amaran been doing?
He has a small hospital for the poor. A sort of settlement. He's a wonderful surgeon. He could make a lot of money on the other side of the city, but he would rather spend his time with the poor.
How long has he been doing this?
Oh, must be a year now.
And you? You're his...
secretary. Simply his secretary.
Hmm. Amaran told me he lived on this street. You know where?
No.
I wonder if they'd know him here.
Is it important?
I have an idea. It might be quite important.
Then I shall ask for you.
She left me and moved to the bar. A slim figure, oblivious of the masculine comment she drew from the crowd. She came back frowning slightly with concentration.
The bartender knows him, and so do some of the others.
And his lodgings?
Number 27. Only a few doors away.
Do you mind? I think I should go there at once.
Oh, you are still pale. Perhaps I'd better come with you.
We moved toward the door. To get out of the place, you went up a short flight of steps. It was here we were stopped by two men, one of whom I recognized as Lurker.
You do not seem to know when you had enough.
I've had quite enough, Lurker. Don't try to give me any more.
Where do you want to know where Amaran lives?
Amaran is my friend.
Sir, well, we know where he lives. We take you there.
I prefer to go without you.
I said, we take you.
He stood two steps above me and plainly intended to have his way. So I doubled up, clutched a handful of his Chesterfield, and heaved him down the stairs. I leaned against the wall, spent from the exertion, and his partner lunged for me. But Janine, bless her, threw out a slim, tripping leg, and both of them were down.
Come, Ray, before they get up. You think they might have brought him here?
It's possible. From the sound of it, there's someone in there.
You are going in? Here, then. Take this. I picked it up when that man dropped it.
A pistol. Good girl. Stand back now while I open it. All right. Don't move, any of you.
Good heavens.
There were three of them. Two men and a girl standing there frozen. Catching a glimpse of myself in a glass on the opposite wall, I could understand their concern. My hair looked as though I just clambered out of bed. I had a badly battered eye and there were streaks of blood down my face. To top it off, I had the pistol level in their direction.
Is there, something wrong?
Oh, I'm sorry. I expected to find someone else here. I'm looking for Dr. Amaran.
Well, we've been waiting for him, too. But not with a gun.
I put the pistol away. She wasn't the type of person you wanted to threaten. She was a blonde with a pretty face and delightful contours. I mentioned my name, and the girl made herself known as Sally Clayton. She introduced the younger man with the nearsighted stare as Glenn Young, and the pudgy older man as Dr. Holka. I told them about Amaran. They stared at me anew.
But he might be dead. They may have murdered him.
Yes. How well do you people know him?
We know him very well. We all work with him at the hospital.
Any ideas as to why he's in a jam like this?
No.
Can't tell you a thing, But we've got to get him out of it somehow.
Yes, not only for his own sake, but there's the hospital and there's Pierre-Philippe.
Pierre-Philippe?
He's our worry patient right now. Poor child. He was knocked down by a runaway horse yesterday, and Amaran must operate on him tomorrow. Dr. Holker can tell you that.
Well, I'm afraid that even if we do get Amaran back, he's going to be in no condition to handle surgery. Isn't there someone else who can do the job, Dr. Holker?
The boy's skull was fractured, a critical injury in the Rwandic area. And there are three men besides Amaran who could operate successfully. Michel Fontaine is in the Riviera. Jacques Vissi is ill. And Dr. Boniface. No. Tomorrow is Sunday, and no one can find Dr. Boniface on Sunday. It will have to be Amarand. It will have to be Amarand, or the boy will die.
You're listening to The Adventures of Frank Grace. We'll be right back with more after this break.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
AI, AR, VR, and IoT. These days, there's enough tech jargon out there to make your head spin. And so we asked tech inventor, author, and public speaker Lon Safko to fill us in, beginning with what is VR and AR.
Yeah, and they both been around for more than a decade. Second Life was one of the first and largest virtual realities. And that just means that the entire environment that you interact with, which can be 2D or three-dimensional, is created 100% by the computer. It's all virtual, where AR actually augments our reality by using our smartphone as a camera and overlays information that we wouldn't normally see in the real world, such as Yelp reviews over restaurants on a street.
Check out Lon Safko at safko.com. That's S as in Sam, A, F as in Frank, K-O.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprisebills.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
And now back to Paul Dubov, starring as Frank Grace on Win Radio Was.
My feeling about the affair was a reaction of physical and mental depression. A friend had needed help, and I had let him down. Even the presence of attractive females offered no lift at the moment. But something needed to be done. So I went back to the bar on Square Clignancourt and bumped into Mark Donovan. He shook his head when I told him about what had happened.
I can see just how this deal's gonna turn out.
You can?
Yeah, I can. No profit, lots of bruises, and maybe a heartache for a hangover. What do we do next, huh?
What we should have done in the first place. Start asking questions.
Oh, that's fine. Where?
Well, I'd say this was a likely place.
The place is congenial, anyway. Tell me something. What are we trying to find out?
I want to contact a lad called Lurker. I have the feeling that a chat with him could be quite productive. Where liquor flows, tongues are usually free. I got nowhere and took a couple of hours doing it. But Mark became the confidant of a lady of the evening, and as a result, we presently paid a visit to a nearby pension, a hotel exuding an atmosphere that could only have come from decades of dust, flavored, not delicately, by garlic.
All right, what is it?
Hello, Lurker.
What do you want?
Thought we'd come in and have a talk.
Yeah, just friendly conversation.
I got nothing to talk about.
We think you have quite a bit to talk about, and we're prepared to extract it from you. What happened to Amaran?
I tell you this much, but nothing more. We did not keep him with us. The police came as we were walking him away. We have to drop him.
What made you attack him in the first place?
I say nothing more.
You're going to tell me, and you're going to tell me who you're working for. You have the answers, and I want them as of...
Why don't you try asking me, chum? I got all the answers, too.
I've never seen this one before. He was young and looked as though he should be selling insurance. He wasn't holding a gun visibly, but both hands were in his coat pockets, and I got the feeling he hadn't been reaching for a cigarette lighter. I had a hand in one of my pockets, too, gripping the pistol Jeanine had given me, and I thought that made it a standoff until two other men sidled into the room.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongues?
So Lurker's working for you?
Yeah, Lurker's working for me. And guys that work for me don't talk. Not more than once they don't.
An American in Paris. Must be an interesting story, the effect you've been having on foreign relations.
I'm Tommy Janis.
It's no pleasure.
No? Well, I got word that you was here, Ray, so I thought I'd tag along, too. Lurker's one of my boys, and I never leave my boys on a hook. You shouldn't have come here bothering him, Race. Because it makes me think that if I let you go, you'll just come back and bother him again. So I can't let you go, can I?
I told myself I could start shooting, but I knew that that could have but one result with three other guns against us. Mark and I just wouldn't be around anymore. There was only one other out, but knocking off an electric bulb from your coat pocket by feel and nothing else... Well,
what are you, the strong, silent type?
Guess I'm not very glib tonight. Had a hard evening.
And you're still having a hard evening, ain't you, Race? Kind of makes you sweat, don't it? I get kicks out of seeing guys sweat. Yeah, but you're supposed to be a tough boy. And you got beads of the stuff running down your forehead.
You misconstrue the significance of my perspiration, Tommy. You're right about my being under a strain. But it isn't for quite the reason that...
Come on, come on. I'll be right with you. Let's go.
Amaran's hospital turned out to be quite a setup. Recently built, all new equipment, a costly installation. Even though it was Sunday afternoon, there were a number of people waiting outside its consultation rooms.
Oh, Mr. Ray.
Hello, Miss Clayton. I came in to see if you had any news concerning Dr. Amaran.
News? Well, we'd something much better. Come with me.
With an air of suppressed excitement, she took me along the corridor to one of the rooms. Here, propped up in a hospital bed, his left arm in a sling, was Amaran.
Ace, you're all right. You were not badly hurt, huh?
Nothing a good night's sleep couldn't handle. But how are you doing?
He just finished surgery on little Pierre Philippe. Successful surgery.
Surgery?
It had to be done, Ace. And I think we were lucky enough to bring off a fairly decent job.
I learned last night that you'd been able to get away from those thugs. But I never thought you'd be doing surgery this morning.
Oh, I'm deeply grateful for last night, Grace. Really. If you had not delayed them... Who knows what might have happened, eh?
This institution, Amaran, it's a revelation.
Ah, yes. It has been the greatest thing of my life, Ace. I hope it can go on being so, but...
If you're thinking of these attacks that are being made on you, they can be stopped.
Oh, well, I wasn't thinking of that alone. You see, there is something else.
Yes?
Something that threatens the existence of the hospital itself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't go away, Glenn. You're not in Turing. Ace, this is Glenn Young, another American who is my good friend.
We met last night. Hello, Race.
Hello, Young.
Oh, tell me. Any luck with Madame Doucet or Glenn?
Just finished talking to her. And I'm sorry to say it was a very unhappy conversation.
Glenn Young seemed tired. His eyes had a staring look and his brows were arched high, giving his forehead deep furrows. He took out a handkerchief and wiped his face.
Glenn, tell Race about our problem, eh?
It concerns the settlement, Race, the hospital.
Oh?
It was founded for Dr. Amarand and presented to him by a wealthy old lady, Madame de Sayre. Since we don't operate on a profit basis, she also foots the cost of maintenance. But she's become upset because of what's been happening to the doctor. How she heard about it, I don't know.
Well, but there was a reporter at the police bureau when they took me there last night. He probably called her. You see, Race, Madame de Sayre is very devout. And she seems to have seized upon the idea that, well, that I've gone wrong or something, that I've become involved with underworld characters.
So she just indicated that she intends to alter her will, eliminating the trust clause, endowing the hospital with permanent maintenance.
Which you could see would make it impossible for us to operate more than a few weeks. Tell me, Glenn, how did she sound, eh? Completely adamant?
Completely.
No.
I don't think we've got a prayer.
Well, stop thinking about it, Glenn. You've done your share. Go out and relax.
Well, I'll try, Doctor.
I shall go and see Madame de Sayre this evening.
Doctor, you can't. You're not well enough.
I'll have to be well enough. It cannot wait. Race, if you can make it, I would like you to come with me.
But we weren't able to make the visit that evening. By late afternoon, Amaran's arm began to hemorrhage, a circumstance that confined him for the night. Nevertheless, he appeared at my hotel early next morning, and we reached the de Sayre home about 10:30. An ancient-looking mansion had brought to mind the incongruous thought of a Rococo mausoleum. The elderly servant eyed us as though we had come to sack the place.
I hesitate to disturb Madame. She has not yet rung for me.
This late? I had the idea that Madame de Sayre was always an early riser.
She is, she is. But this morning she is probably indisposed. But we never disturb her.
Well, that should better this time. She's a very old lady,
Monsieur,
and...
Monsieur, you may be right. I shall go to her at once.
We were left waiting in the tremendous hall. And it wasn't but a few minutes before a startled wail came from above. I helped Amaran mount the stairs, and we moved into a gigantic bedroom.
Oh, Monsieur. Monsieur, something has happened. Something terrible. Madame, she has been strangled.
It had been done with a cord. She'd been garroted. The open French windows, the thick vines up the masonry, it was obvious how the killer had entered. The old lady had struggled. Bedclothes were awry. A tray of medicines had been tipped off her nightstand. I picked up two or three vials, a thermometer, a small rubber plunger, and a hypodermic needle.
Monsieur, shall I call the police?
I'm afraid that there's nothing else to be done.
Race, we ought to get out of this hotel for a little while. You've been coiled up in a chair all morning.
I've been overlooking something on this case, Mark. I feel it. I feel it. Something obvious. Something right in front of me.
Yeah. Look, how about this pistol that Dame gave you? You want we should keep carrying it? You know something? The gendarmes don't like people toting rods, you know, especially foreigners. Well, hey, how about it?
Hmm? What's that, Mark?
Oh, brother, you in a fog. Look, you need a glass or something to pep you up.
Glass. That's it, Marcus. Mark, you've given me the key to the whole thing.
Yeah, I have? What do you know?
Come on, let's get over to the hospital. We were on our way through the lobby when I was tagged for a phone call. It turned out to be Amaran.
Grace, I think I'm in trouble again. It seems to be the same group. I spotted some of them just outside the hospital. I think they're waiting for me.
You're at the hospital now?
Yes. I came in the back way, through the cellar. I'm calling from my office. I could call the police, but that would solve nothing.
No, those boys would just drift away and get back to you later. We'd better take care of it ourselves. I'll be there, Amarand, in a few minutes. There were two of them standing just inside the hospital entrance as Mark and I went in. I sensed that Tommy Janis must be around somewhere, and Lurker. With Amarand in his office were Glenn Young and Jeanine Renault.
Oh, it's good to see you, Ace. I cannot seem to make this... Well, I just can't take this sort of thing as I used to. If Glenn and Jeanine hadn't been with me, I'm afraid I'd have to shout.
What do we do, Race? Try to sneak him out or make a fight of it?
I believe the place to settle it is right here.
I wish I knew what they were after.
They simply want your hospital, Amaran.
His hospital?
Glenn, those eyes of yours are bothering you again, aren't they? Here, this might help.
The suction cup from my lenses. Where did you find it?
Well, you dropped it beside Madame de Serre's dead body. You're one of those people who can't wear contact lenses for more than a few hours, aren't you, Glenn? Get pretty uncomfortable, don't they? Make you stare, make you stop blinking.
What are you getting at, Race?
Amaran, I'll give good odds that Glenn Young has some sort of a power of attorney from you concerning this hospital.
Yes. After all, he is the manager, and should anything happen to me...
That's right. He's your good friend. He intended to have something happen to you, Doctor. You were all set to be put out of circulation so friend Glenn and a hood by the name of Tommy Janis could take over. Then this wouldn't have been a free clinic any longer, would it, Glenn? And you'd have cleaned up, particularly with Madame de Serre's trust fund taking care of expenses. That's why you murdered her, isn't it, Glenn? Because she told you she was going to cut that off?
Tommy, listen, this fella...
Don't bother explaining. I heard it all from the other side of the door. Nothing's going to make any difference, Glenn. We just take care of all of them, that's all. We're all going down the hall, people, nice and quiet. Keep your hands away from your pockets, Race, or I'll start blasting.
Oh, my... Rick, Race! Oh.
Thank you again, friend Marcus.
Was really nothing.
I don't think any of those other lads are going to come in here. Not now, with the boss out of action. Stay where you are, Glenn. Don't get any ideas about running.
But Tommy Janis, look at him.
Nah. He's going to be all right.
You know something?
What, Marcus?
That guy's really a smart cookie.
He is?
Yeah. What do you think it is? He picks a hospital to get shot in.
The Adventures of Frank Race, starring Paul Dubov with Tony Barrett as Mark Donovan, comes to you from Hollywood. Others heard in tonight's cast were Gene Bates, Michael Ann Barrett, Gerald Moore, Wilms Herbert, and William Johnstone. This series is written and directed by Buckley Angel and Joel Murcott. The music is composed and played by Ivan Dittmars. Be sure to be with us again this time next week for another dramatic chapter in The Adventures of Frank Race. Art Gilmore speaking. This is a Bruce Elves production.
The Lady in the Dark, an episode of The Adventures of Frank Race from November 29, 1949. Cast members Tony Barrett and Michael Ann Barrett were not related, as far as I could determine. As a matter of fact, while I believe the actress's real surname may have been Barrett, the actor was actually born Martin Lefkowitz. I'm Greg Bell, my real name, and coming up next on When Radio Was, we'll hear from the 1930s serialized program, The Philco Mysteries. Right after this break.
Meet Harry Nile, a former Chicago cop turned private eye.
His briefcase is on the bed. Papers are scattered everywhere. But Dickens isn't there. Uh-oh. Yes, he is. Still in his leather jacket, lying against the wall, there's a pink glow from the neon motel sign outside on the street, and it shows me enough to make me back out of that room and get out of Victorville as fast as I can go.
Today, you can save $12 on Harry Nile, Seattle Blues. This 8-CD set is regularly $31.95, but When Radio Was listeners can get it now for only $19.95. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY33. Get Harry Nile, Seattle Blues today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you
Escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more with the free money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where we once again present a serialized program about a female detective. I believe she's voiced by Peggy Allenby, with Superman's Bud Collier as her boyfriend, Tom Taylor. This episode is from April 1st,
1936. How does Phil Coe, the girl detective, find the laughing ghost? How does she discover the bloody mystery of the East Woods? Listen to the case of the laughing ghost. Listen every week at this time over this station to Phil Coe Radio Mystery Program, the thrilling transcribed mystery broadcast over this station and more than 240 other radio stations under the sponsorship of Phil Coe Radio Tube Dealers. If you haven't entered the great Phil Coe Radio Mystery Contest, enter now. Share in the huge cash rewards given in this $50,000 cash prize contest. Weekly prizes, big grand prizes. Enter this week. You don't need to have entered before. Winning a prize this week, any week, makes you eligible to compete for the grand prizes. Go to your Philco Radio tube dealer now and get your free copy of Philco Radio Mystery Book Number 3 with official entry blank. Maybe you haven't been able to get your book and blank from your Philco Radio tube dealer. His supply may be exhausted. If so, drop a postcard to Philco, care of this station, giving your dealer's name and address, and yours will be sent you free. You must submit your entries on official entry blanks, so be sure to get yours. Listen at the close of this program for announcement of cash prize winners in a previous week's contest. You may hear your name. Now, with Philco Mystery Book Number 3 open to pages 6 and 7, listen carefully while Philco solves the case of the laughing ghost. Our drama takes place on the private estate of Theodore Randolph, where a week ago in the thick woods, a servant named Potter was found stabbed to death. It is a crisp autumn afternoon, and the shadows are lengthening as Philco and Tom Taylor are walking down Winding Drive, which leads from the Randolph residence to the servants' quarters and the main gate.
Well, Phil, now that we've had our talk with old man Randolph, we have practically no idea who killed Potter.
He wasn't very helpful, was he?
No.
All he could do was repeat the tales the servants have told him.
Apparently the police haven't progressed any further than the servants. Gosh, it's a good spooky story.
Oh, isn't it?
Let's see. Several times at dusk, crazy laughter has been heard right here in these woods, to the east of this road.
Yes. And the police have hidden outside the gate until they've heard the laughter. And when they've run into the east woods, they've found exactly nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not even fresh footprints.
Yeah, that reminds me. It's just about dusk right now.
Mm.
I'm so glad I'm accompanied by a strong, handsome man.
Well, that's where you've got it on me. I'm crazy about your company, Phil, but right now I'd feel much more comfortable with a strong, handsome man by my side.
Maybe you'll have one in a few minutes. This laughing maniac must be a fairly strong man himself. He attacked Potter, and Potter was 6'2".
Help! Help!
Look, here comes a man running. Quick, get behind me.
Help! Don't let him get me! Don't let him!
He fell down. Come on, hurry.
Be careful, Tom.
He tripped in that mud hole. Did you see his head jerk back?
Yes. I'm afraid he's badly hurt.
Here we are. Here, old man. Now, let me help you up. What were you... Phil. I'm afraid he's...
Oh. His head is bent back so horribly.
This man is dead. As he was running, he stepped into the hole. His head snapped back and his neck was broken.
Oh.
The crazy laughter in the East Woods.
Tom! Tom, come back!
Stay there! I've got to find out what that man was running from.
Be careful, Tom!
Oh. Hey, lady. What's going on here?
Oh, you frightened me.
Now, don't be scared. I'm Lynch, the caretaker. Hey, what's this?
This man's dead. He was running from something and tripped in this hole.
Dead? Why, it's Nelson.
Nelson?
The old man Randolph's butler. I guess he's seen that ghost. I heard that crazy laugh.
Where were you when you heard it?
Well, I was running down this path here to the west. It goes to the servant's house. I was in the house when I heard Nelson hollering and I come out. Hey, who's this guy coming?
That's my friend Tom Taylor.
Couldn't find a thing, Phil. Hey, who are you?
He's Lynch, the caretaker, Tom. He says this dead man is Nelson, the butler.
Hey, what are you two doing here on Mr. Randolph's property?
We came at Mr. Randolph's request, and we just left him. Oh. My name is Cole, Phyllis Cole.
Oh, gosh, what do you think we ought to do about poor Nelson?
You see the servant's house is down this little path to the left?
Yeah, just a little ways in the west wood.
Come on then, Lynch, give me a hand.
Yeah.
We carry this man down to your house and call Mr. Randolph and the police.
Yes, sir. Okay, I got this end.
Right. All right, let's go. Boy, he was a heavy man.
Yeah, he stood about 6'2".
You see all right, Phil?
Yes, thanks. Pass it right ahead.
Say, this fellow Nelson answers the description of Potter, who was killed last week.
Yes. Both 6'2", black hair, swarthy.
Yeah, they did look alike, kinda. Seems like this here maniac fellow likes them tall and dark.
Hey, Lynch.
Yeah?
You any idea who or what Nelson was running from?
Nope. Wish I had. They were all getting the jitters. Gee, poor Nelson's. I liked him. Him and me was real buddies.
When did you see him last?
Well, about 10 minutes ago, here in our house. You know, that's the funny part of it. It's his afternoon off, and he said that he was going for a walk. I told him it was getting dark and that he oughtn't to go out, but he just laughed. And here's the house.
Maybe the mystery will be cleared up when they get into the house. Before they do, though, I just want to say that there's no mystery about getting good, clear radio reception with Philco radio tubes. They're built better, they work better, and they cost no more than ordinary tubes, sometimes less. Use Philco tubes in your set. Always buy Philco tubes.
We'll get back to the Philco mysteries on When Radio Was right after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Who is it? What happened?
Now, don't get upset, Anna. It's Nelson. He's dead.
Dead? Oh, Nelson. No, no.
Come on, Mr. Taylor. You're right inside here.
Okay.
Was he killed? Like Potter?
No, Anna. He wasn't stabbed. He fell and busted his neck. This is my wife, Anna, and these are friends of Mr. Randolph's.
Oh, it's Nelson. Is he sick?
Hush, Paula, hush. No, Nelson is sick. Yeah. Here, take him into the bedroom.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right through here, Mr. Taylor.
Easy now, Lynch, easy. I'll phone the police, though.
All right, Tom.
Mama, is Nelson awful sick?
Yes, Paula, yes. Hush now. Mama wants to talk to the lady.
My name is Phyllis Cole, Mrs. Lynch. Can you tell me anything about this?
No. Only my poor husband was out there, too, at the same time. He might have...
Did he go out with Nelson?
No, but right afterwards.
Oh.
Poor Nelson. My husband should not have sent him down to the hen house to get fresh eggs. I told him that, but he asked Nelson to go anyway. It's so awful to think that it might have gotten my husband, too.
It? What do you mean by it?
Something mysterious. Something evil. No one can see it. It's a ghost with a terrible laugh.
Mama, I'm scared.
Stay close to me, Paula. Nothing will hurt you. Nelson brought this evil on himself.
What do you mean by that?
He scoffed at my beliefs. He said he did not believe there was a ghost in the woods. When I cleaned windows, he would walk under my ladder and laugh when I told him it was bad luck.
Apparently, you didn't like him very much.
Oh, I did not mind him.
I like Nelson. Papa spanked me when I played with him. Papa hated him. Papa said he was no good.
Paula, be quiet. In my country, children do not talk.
Mrs. Lynch, how long had Nelson been working here?
Only about 6 months, that is all.
Have you and Mr. Lynch been here long?
Ah, yes. Almost 7 years now. I met Lynch 9 years ago when we were both in vaudeville. I was with my family, a troupe of acrobats.
And your husband?
He was a, how do you call it, a ventriloquist. We often met on the same vaudeville bill in different cities. And soon we got married.
Benny is a very good,
A ventriloquist?
Oh, yes. Sometimes he lets me sit on his knee and make believe I'm his dummy. We have fun.
I see.
Papa makes his voice sound as though it's coming from somewhere else.
Yes, Lynch is very good. But when Paula came, we decided to settle down for the first time in our lives. We loved this place. But now I am afraid of it.
Well, Phil, I've called the police.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Who called this, huh? What's going on down here?
Who's this man coming down the stairs?
My brother, Johan.
I'll get that ghost. I'll kill him.
Hey, Johan's been celebrating.
Oh, Johan, you have been drinking too much again.
Never mind, Anna. I'm going to kill that ghost.
Look out, he has a gun. Johan, put that gun down.
No. I tell you, I'm going to kill that ghost.
Tom, get that gun.
Now, wait a minute, old boy. You can't kill a ghost with a gun.
Huh?
No. You have to use a special salt.
Salt?
Yes. Now, I've got some, and If you give me that gun, I'll give you the salt.
Good. Here is the gun. Give me the salt.
Sit down, Johann. Be quiet. There is death in this house.
Yes, Anna? Who is dead?
Nelson. He fell outside and broke his neck.
Mama, you said Nelson was sick.
So Nelson is dead, huh? That is good. He will not be chasing after you no more, Anna.
Shut up, Johann. You are drunk. Where did you get that gun? It was Nelson's gun.
It was in his room.
I called Mr. Randolph. He'll be down here when the cops come.
Thank you, Lynch.
Yeah. Hey, Lynch, your brother-in-law just came downstairs with this loaded gun in his hand.
Hey, my golly. Here, give it to me. I'll put it away.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll keep it for our walk back to the house.
Tom, I think we'd better go up to the house and be with Mr. Randolph when the police arrive.
All right, Phil. Let's go.
It's quite dark now. Lynch,
yeah?
I wonder if you'd take your flashlight and walk up to the house with us.
Oh, sure. Come ahead. Hey, this throws a big beam.
Come right back, Lynch. Yeah. Do not leave us alone.
Yeah, okay, Anna. I'll be back soon.
Ah, smells good out here. Must be nice here when there are no laughing ghosts to worry about.
Yeah,
it's a great country here, Mr. Taylor. I don't see how people live in cities and towns. I've lived in the country all my life. Never been nothing but a caretaker like my old man was. Never want to be nothing else, neither.
Lynch, do you mind walking ahead of us? I think you'll like the path better that way.
Oh, okay. Say, how come you ain't scared like most ladies would be?
Haven't time, I guess. I've been thinking it's too bad that Potter and Nelson look so much alike.
Huh? What do you mean?
Here, hold the light steady.
I have an idea the murderer was after Nelson last week. But it was getting dark and he stabbed Potter instead, thinking he was Nelson. And tonight, he was planning to strike again.
Oh, then you don't believe in that ghost story either, huh?
Hardly.
Yeah, but how about the laughing? Now, there must be somebody in them woods on the other side of the road.
Perhaps not. Perhaps it's only a voice.
Huh? Well, say, I better get back to my family. Here's the end of the path. You take this flashlight.
Oh, thank you.
So, what do you mean by saying perhaps it's only a voice in those woods?
Suppose you answer that question, Lynch.
Huh?
You can do a lot of tricks with your voice.
What? Hey, what are you trying to hang on to?
All right, Mr. Ventriloquist. Huh? Keep walking ahead of us. And don't forget, Mr. Taylor has a gun. Keep him covered, Tom.
Right, Phil. Well, Lynch, it looks as though the laughing ghost is done for.
Well, what if he is? I give Nelson what was coming to him, did I? He stole my woman.
Lynch, drop that knife.
He stole my wife. She was crazy about Nelson. That's why I killed him. And this is the knife I done it with. Well, so long. Here goes nothing.
Don't! Don't!
Oh. That's funny. Don't hurt half as much as I always thought. I guess I made it too easy for Nelson. That's too bad. Guess I'll have to give the old ghost a chance to have the last laugh on me.
So the laughing ghost wasn't a ghost at all. Did you know it wasn't before Phil Coe found out? Do you know how Phil Coe discovered the guilt of Peter Lynch? Write your solution on the official entry blank which your Philco Radio tube dealer gave you with your free copy of Philco Radio Mystery Book Number 3. Follow all rules carefully. If you haven't been able to get your book and blanks from your Philco Radio tube dealer because his supply was exhausted, drop a postcard to Philco, care of this station, giving your dealer's name and address, and yours will be sent you free. Listen next week at this time over this station to another Philco Radio mystery. Another opportunity for you to win big weekly prizes and be eligible to compete for mammoth grand prizes in this great $50,000 cash prize contest. Philco, the girl detective, is going to solve the case of the fallen star. Who killed the beautiful actress? Next week, you'll find out.
The Laughing Ghost from April 1st, 1936. As I mentioned, online records indicate that future Superman star Bud Collyer played boyfriend Tom Taylor, with Peggy Allaby starring as Phyllis Coe. And my question is about her. In the summer of 1951, she would play Vinton Hayworth's wife in a radio comedy starring British actor Harry McNaughton. I'll name that series and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying triple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying triple people eater.
100 novelty songs today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
Each of the moms.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Money, work, bah.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
The greatest idea in the world is to get the Radio Spirits app today. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Let's do them a favor. Let's show them what it costs.
It'll cost you nothing with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, The Whistler, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door.
Don't close the door on getting free streams. Download a free trial now. Check out the Radio Spears app today.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Philco Mysteries lead actress Peggy Allenby. And I mentioned in the summer of 1951, she played Vinton Hayworth's wife in a radio comedy starring British actor Harry McNaughton. The name of that series? It's Higgins, Sir. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her this time around, but hey, do me a favor and pay a visit to our website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.